If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Ooh, ooh! Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
You're a f***ing asshole. I wish you were on the goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald freak.
Let's let it breathe. You don't create a fine wine and then drink it right out of the grape bucket.
Dean, I reject you totally.
You and him!
Ouch.
Yeah!
Stop yelling.
I believe I'm going to stick my f***ed up your
f***. I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
If you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. They would.
Because Steven's all tan.
And now is that. So he doesn't. Are you a regular? Duh. And you watch all the time him.
Our feature presentation.
I want to take one last look at the word atonement.
Actually, we don't...
The first four letters of the word form the foundation. A-T-O-N.
Louis Farrakhan.
Aton.
We're breaking news. Though,
Aton.
We have to get... We can't... we don't have
Aton.
Time.
Aton. The one God. So if you look at the Aton, add an E to it.
Mm-hmm.
And separate the A from the next four letters, and you get the word A.
By the way, Bean, I ordered finally a DVD of that entire day.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, fantastic.
Jesse Jackson spoke, and there was a bunch of speakers, and Louis Farrakhan is just magic.
Is that through the Nation of Islam website you're able to get that? Or
through his website. I think it's like Final Call or something like that.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, and it came yesterday. I was watching. I was like, yes, this is spectacular. So I'm going to have to bring in a little bit more of that. Let's go to Dave, the King of Mexico, who's in his car right now. Good morning, Dave. Dave called in to say he was going to be a little bit late because
I'm chasing a car chase.
That's what we recommend, is if you see a car chase and cops are behind somebody and they're going fast, just get right in line.
Well, it's funny because here's the thing. You know, I'm driving to work, my normal 85, 90, and I'm passing all these cop cars with their lights on. I'm like, what's this? Is this like a formation or something? Then I realize, yeah, I'm in a spotlight and a cop gets behind me and like, I'm going to move over and slow down.
Nice.
And I see all the cop cars, and now, you know, we're chasing them on the Marina Del Rey, by Marina Del Rey freeway. So on the 405.
By the 90.
Going north.
Okay.
Yeah, by the 90. And it's, it's picking up a little speed here.
And are you going to hang behind it the whole time until it gets resolved?
If you wanted to, sure.
You want him to just speed on by the 10?
Absolutely. I want him to just stick right. I mean, I would do that in a second. Follow a car chase.
But forgive me. Let me play the part of the vast majority of the audience that's listening right now. Why?
What do you mean, why?
I mean,
dude,
why
I could
would
be
you?
A hero, man.
You could be a hero.
But because you're driving behind a police car, that could make you a hero? How?
I'm literally two cars behind him. What if I speed up and, like, you know, T-bone the car or something.
Yes. Right, but you're not going to do that.
No, that's what you want to do, is you want to go around the police and get in front of them.
But you're not going to do that, Dave. So explain to me why you're chasing a car chase.
Because it's rad.
Because gas is cheap and time isn't valuable?
It's not like I have to be at work or anything, you know? But
you know, sometimes
I know that's a Kevin's dream, so I'm living.
Oh, Dave, you're living my dream.
Car chases do sometimes end when the guy runs out of gas. So our little Dave could be in Barstow.
That's true.
Before this
yeah,
is
no
over.
Kidding.
But that's worth it because when the car runs out of gas and then the police pull in behind, they open their doors, they get out their guns, and it's a real tense standoff, Dave can come running in and go, I'll handle this.
But as being pointed out.
And I'll be like, what's up?
I'm sorry, it's being pointed out, what?
He won't.
He won't, exactly. Kevin, tell me why you'd chase a car chase.
Bean, don't you understand that Dave, the King of Mexico, is going to get out of his car and say, what's up? what part of that are you missing?
But Mike, can you speak, Dave? Can you tell me what the hell's going on here?
I don't know.
It's exciting. What's wrong with you?
Exciting about chasing a police car?
You're not chasing a police car. You're chasing the car in front of the police car because they need help. Maybe a citizen's arrest is in order.
Yeah, there's no citizens.
Let me put on my siren.
Oh, damn. I don't understand you people.
Oh, come on, Bean.
Oh, it's the best. That guy's going to get out. Maybe it'll be like that guy that got out and had a dress on. Remember that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe this guy's going to jump out. Oh, there it is right there. Breaking news.
Culver City.
Culver City.
What channel are you on, Mike?
Can see Dave.
Channel 11. Channel 11. Okay, so I see the spotlight on the car, and I see three cop cars behind it. Doesn't look like there's any traffic on that freeway right now.
No, I think they're blocking all the lanes.
If they widen that shot up just a little bit, we'll be able to see you, I think, Dave. But if you're going to get past the police cars, it looks like you're going to have to go in the left, you know, shoulder or right shoulder.
Yeah.
Because they're blocking all the lanes behind the guy. Now, so. Hey, Dave, do you have any fireworks in the car that you could light off and set up out the window?
No, I lit him on the dirt.
So. Oh, that's a shame.
It's not Omar, for God's sake.
It doesn't look like it's much of a high-speed chase, Dave. It looks like it's, oh, I don't know, 30.
Yeah, how fast are you going, Dave?
I'm going 50 right now.
50, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're in the car that's being chased, if that's you in the SUV on my TV right now, and you want to give us a call here at K-Rock, we'll be happy to put you on as well.
I can see you, Dave. We can see you.
We can see you, Dave. You're the first car behind the cops, right?
The second
car behind the cops.
Okay,
we can see you.
Yeah, we can see you right now.
Turn your lights off, Dave.
Turn your lights off and back on.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, we didn't see that.
Yeah,
Damn it!
Damn it, what?
No, I don't know. You guys can't see me.
Oh. All we can see is headlights because they pulled out to a wider view.
Yeah.
Stupid Fox News or whatever you're watching.
Well, I got to tell you, as bad as car chases are on television, and they really are the worst.
Oh, they're the best.
They're even more useless on radio. I can officially say that we've taken it to a new low.
We might as well not. We might as well not do our show today. This is the peak. This is the best it gets.
Yeah, let's just sit here and not say anything and watch it.
Because Dave's going to pull up and say, "What's up?" You know. So that's going to be good. All right,
that
Dave.
Quite a lot of traffic now that has backed up because of everybody going 50 ahead of them. You know, look how many cars there are behind you.
Yeah, you're not the only one chasing them now, Dave. I'm sorry to say.
Everyone else is just trying to get to work. Dave's trying to chase.
Yeah. Right, exactly. I was going to be a hero, man. I was going to be a somebody.
I see you being a hero. I see that still happening.
You know, between the salt and pepper shakers and being a hero out there, Kristen Bell is not going to be able to deny you much longer.
Exactly. What? You're going to be on CNN. You're going to be everywhere about the guy that made the citizen's arrest.
Oh, man.
Good work, my man.
And then was arrested for interfering.
You rule.
All right, Dave.
Call us back and let us know what you see, all right?
All right,
bye now.
We'll see you.
Dave, if you're listening still, you cannot pull off. You must continue the chase.
I just passed the 10.
We are counting on you. Good times. I wish that was me.
Oh, it'll be funny when he calls us from, like, Bakersfield.
In police custody.
Yeah. I'd love to know, have we ever talked to somebody who's been the guy running from the police? I think we have. I think we've talked to people who have tried it briefly anyway.
We've talked to people who've gotten away.
Yeah, we have talked to people who've gotten away, like on motorcycles or whatever, or they ditch them somehow. But I don't think we've ever talked to anybody who did have the police behind him and did get taken into custody.
I think we did.
We talked to a girl who was the passenger. I'll never forget. Her boyfriend tried to evade police in Glendale, Arizona, and made it all the way to here in Southern California.
With her in the car.
And she kept pleading for him to stop. And he's like, no, I'm going back to jail, so I might as well go down with a fight. And he made it all the way to here in Southern Cali.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because I'd love to know what's going through his mind right now, because once the helicopter and the spotlight are on you, you cannot get away. It's 100%. I mean, it's a 100% capture rate at that point. So he really is just buying time right now, or trying to figure out how he's going to explain it to his wife or his parents, or, you know, thinking about the consequences, thinking how he wants it to end. But he's got a lot of thoughts going through his mind right now, this guy that's driving this car.
It's probably just a gut, I don't want to go to jail right this second.
Right. I think a lot of times it is. And
just
sometimes,
put it off.
As Mike pointed out, like someone, third strike.
Yeah, true.
You know, this is my last moment of freedom.
So I better just roll down the window and get some air, because I'm not gonna be having any when I'm in prison again later today.
Exactly.
So he's got the police behind him, strike one. He's got the helicopter overhead, strike two, and the King of Mexico, strike three. I mean, really, he puts the nail in the coffin.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy is done for.
He doesn't know Dave's behind him.
He'd pull right over. That's correct. He would pull right over and give himself up.
Well,
but only to Dave.
Yeah.
The police officers seem to be boxing the guy in now. Seems like they're getting some of the cops' cars in front of him now and some of them behind him. So it looks like they're boxing him in.
Well, dude, if you're listening,
should be over soon.
Go ahead and pull over and turn yourself into Dave. Thank you. All right. Let's talk about
if he was listening.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. I'll only surrender to Dave. It's Thursday, the 24th of Aprilingus.
Whoa.
A rare misstep by Bean.
Sticky button. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Today we're going to talk to John Cho, who is Harold.
Hi! Yes.
Harold and Kumar.
What's up with the guy with the weird eyes? He handicapped or something?
We believe he's of Korean descent.
That's our boy.
We are also going to call Brazil. We are investigative reporters.
Sure.
And it's a continuation of the series where Kevin and Bean get to the bottom line. We talk to the people who make it happen or random people in a country that know about the story. Apparently, there's a priest that flew away in some air balloons, some helium balloons, and they found the balloons, but not the priest.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know what could be happening with that.
So we
Maybe
want the
he's
update.
With Jesus.
We're going to talk about sports superstitions today. Thank God Mike wore the right shoes for last night's game.
So was it more Mike last night wearing the right superstition shoes, or was it more Kobe scoring 49 points that led to the Lakers' win?
I think Kobe wouldn't have scored that many.
That's exactly right.
Had the shoes not been on.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. Right. So, and I don't know exactly, but don't question the magic. That's what I'm saying.
Makes almost as much sense as following a car chase.
Dude, following a car chase is the perfect fun time. It's the perfect vacation experience.
I'm sure Dave's having a great time.
When I'm on vacation, I usually just drive around freeways waiting for a car chase.
And by the way, Teamless City guy, let's not start pointing fingers at me now, okay? Look at how the Lakers have been playing. I think, you know, if at all you're going to put any faith in my little superstitions, it's now, okay? Just quiet down.
There you go. O.J. Simpson's going to be on The Celebrity Apprentice, perhaps? Gave you some details about that. And Breakfast with Jack Johnson. We have your final tickets to give away today because you get the hotel room tonight, and then you get Breakfast with Jack Johnson tomorrow morning, and then you get Coachella all day tomorrow.
What a great day.
So we've got a bunch of those tickets to give away, but they are the final pairs. So keep listening for your chance to win those. 5:42, we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next. He's probably just reading the guy's rights, you know?
Dave is? You think Dave made a citizen's arrest?
Yeah, he's cuffing him right now.
Channel 11 bailed out on the car chase, and I don't think it had concluded yet, so I don't know if they just got bored with it or whatever, or if Dave, you know, as you surmise, took care of it, but yeah. We don't know what's going on now.
Dave's got a badge, and he's not afraid to use it.
He does have a badge. It's so true.
We'll check in with him in a few minutes. Plus, we have Breakfast with Jack Johnson tickets. Is he there? All right, let's check in with Dave real
Jack
quick.
Jack Johnson? I don't think so. He wouldn't be in a high-speed car.
No, I think Dave.
Oh.
Hey, King of Mexico.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going awesome.
Okay, the chase is still going on.
Yeah, I'm chasing him.
Why are you chasing
noise?
Into the microphone, into the phone.
That's the wind from my windows are down.
I would like to suggest that Dave, the King of Mexico, has peeled off from the chase, is no longer in, and is making those sounds with his mouth.
I would hazard a guess to say he's in the parking lot.
That's not true at all.
Well, Dave, you're our only lifeline to this story now because Channel 11 bailed on the coverage of the chase. So if anything goes down, you call us back, all right?
Sure.
He's nowhere near the chase.
Dave, you got to stop going. It doesn't even sound like wind.
It only works in movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
We can actually tell you're doing that.
You stopped the chase?
He did.
Well, because I pulled up and the cop says, don't worry, we got it. And he showed me his gun. I was like, oh, nice gun. All right, I'm out.
Okay.
Nice gun.
Right, so you think they have it in hand?
Oh, they have it in hand.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
LAPD is all good. You know.
Ow.
LAPD is good.
LAPD, right?
Yeah.
Those are some good sound effects, though, Dave.
Unbelievable. All right. Come in from the parking lot, then. We'll see you in a minute.
Bye now.
If you want to join us for Breakfast with Jack Johnson, you can call right now at 1-800-520-1067. But here's the thing. Don't even head toward the phone unless you plan on, you know, being at Coachella at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Because
yes.
We're giving you a hotel room tonight, and then we're inviting you to the breakfast tomorrow morning, and then you can stay all day, including up to seeing Jack Johnson tomorrow night as he headlines night number one. But it's happening, you know, essentially starting tonight. So if you can't clear your schedule, don't call. But if you want to go and you love Jack Johnson, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. Your chance to win coming up after the news at 6. Right now, Ralph's got our first look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
And that noise.
Come outside. Can you hear the wind?
The wind always quit when you could, when he was talking. It was odd.
Yeah, very strange.
Not even a good attempt.
I am officially announcing my hunger strike.
No, really?
Oh. I will no longer eat food of any kind until Carly Smithson is reinstated into the American Idol program.
I don't know who that is. She hot?
She's my Irish princess. She is a charming, talented, adorable Irish girl who's got tats all over her. She's sleeved.
Excellent.
And she is a powerhouse and an entertainer. And they had the gall to vote her off the program last night.
It was a little bit of a shock. The bottom two were two of the three, I think, best performances of the night before. So yeah. it's getting hinky now.
You know what the problem is? All little 12-year-old girls look at Dreadlock Boy and go, ooh, he's so cute, he's so dreamy, let's vote 9 million times for him and run up Mommy and Daddy's phone bill. Stop it, you little whores.
Ralph, does it work? Has it worked in the past where one person cannot eat and they'll bring a contestant back to American Idol?
Yes, it has worked before.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
It happened with Ruben Studdard.
I didn't realize that.
Initially, he was booted off and then came back to win it all.
How about that?
They should have put him on a hunger strike.
How
that's what he needs.
Dare you
say it more than anyone?
Yes, I was bummed last night.
Why are you bad, America?
Why do you vote off the bad and vote off the good and keep the bad?
Why are you watching? Better question.
Excuse me, sir? Did you say something?
Game.
Excuse me?
Game.
I'll headbutt you. I will headbutt you.
I'll fight anyone.
Jersey's not a bitch, all right? Arizona's a whore.
Game.
Speaking of American Idol, people started wondering, with the success of the show this season, whatever happened to William Hung? Whatever happened to William Hung?
What could have happened?
So People Magazine tracked him down, and it turns out that William has, for the time being, given up show business.
Oh, no. What about persevering?
What about persevering?
Persevering.
If he can't do it.
He apparently is back at Cal State Northridge. Go Turtle Doves.
Wow.
He's working on a double major in education and math. It's like Doto.
No music?
Retarded Asian guy getting a master's.
One thing I forgot to tell you, Kevin Bean, I need a woman.
William Hung's new plan has become a math teacher.
That's just as sexy.
He says, I think teaching is more exciting than show business. I get to learn and teach something new every day.
It's more exciting than failing at show business. It's not more exciting than show business.
And you get to persevere.
That's true.
Even with a lot of talent in singing, even with a lot of talent in whatever you choose to do, you still have to put in this hard work.
Right.
And you need that determination and perseverance not to give up.
Well, sounds like you're giving up, William.
It's important to persevere.
That is true.
Great. Dr. Phil's got to feel happy.
Oh, good.
He's got a new member to his family.
Oh, no.
And it's scandalous. Oh. Jay McGraw, his son, married Playboy playmate Erica Dom over the weekend. Remember the Dom triplets?
Yes.
Yeah, this is one of those. Erica's she's the one who looks like the other two. You know her?
Nice.
They're identical triplets, you see. Apparently, TMZ.com says 400 guests were treated to a performance by Kenneth Babyface Edmonds, who performed at the event.
Are you serious?
At a down-home Dr. Phil meal of mini cheeseburgers, french fries, and root beer floats.
How stupid can you get?
Apparently, you can expect to see the footage on an upcoming episode of Dr. Phil's show.
Oh, dear God.
I didn't think this could get any worse, but apparently it knows no bottom.
Everything is about his show. He can't live without it now. He would die without his show.
Look, if he didn't have that show, his son wouldn't have married a Playboy model either.
That's true. Right
about Are you addicted to drugs?
I think it's funny. Dr. Phil throws a wedding for his son, serves cheeseburgers, french fries, and root beer floats. Tom Cruise gives a 2-year birthday party for his daughter, serves warm goat cheese salad and lobster.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you.
Maybe the caterers got mixed up. They went to the wrong events over the weekend.
Maybe they did.
Oh, that poor girl that has to join Dr. Phil's family.
No kidding.
Bring her to show.
Oh.
Why do you feel like you have to take your clothes off for acceptance? Just going to grill her about
Playboy.
When
they have a fight, they're going to bring her on every time, and Dr. Phil's going to browbeat her.
This is strange.
F you, you effing bitch.
Yeah, that was strange. This is strange, right. Too. You're familiar with the show That's So Raven, starring Raven Simone?
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney?
Popular kids show.
Mm-hmm.
Her co-star in that show, Orlando Brown, has been missing since Tuesday morning.
Oh. Missing?
He was at his manager's house. He was going to walk down to 7-Eleven to get a soda in Studio City, near where his right near where the manager lives, around the corner. Leaves, and then no one has seen him since Tuesday.
Oh no!
Interesting.
That that happens when you live in the Valley, Ralph.
I know.
Sometimes you just go missing.
Studio City's the hood.
Yeah,
wow.
It is. So
they find his body or anything, or what happened?
No sign of him, one way or the other.
That is creepy.
I'm going to call passed out.
That what you're
drugs,
call?
Alcohol, something. He went on some kind of a bender, and now he's passed out someplace, and he'll come to, and he'll be fine.
Oh, wait a minute. He's turned up.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was quick.
Yeah. Is this late-breaking news?
Yes. Orlando turned up late last night, thanked fans for their support, and said he merely needed to be alone.
Oh.
Really?
That's weird.
To be alone. That's a total drug thing.
Is anybody buying this polished turd?
No.
He needed to score something. I'm guessing that's what he needed to do.
Exactly.
Look, you guys are the ones familiar with the show. I don't know anything about That's So Raven. But what kinds of huge demands are there on him for his time
brutal.
If he's on That's So Raven?
Brutal.
Isn't he mostly alone anyway?
No, he's got, he's working on his second album, they said.
Yes.
He's really, shooting right up the ladder of fame.
Most people would never recognize him walking down the street. I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like it's a high-pressure situation that he's in.
Like it would be that hard to get peace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lastly, it seems we've run out of alive actors to ask who they're going to vote for in the presidential elections.
If you go to cartoons, I'm going to punch someone.
It's not cartoons. No. It's dead actors.
Dead actors.
Roy Scheider, of course, a star of Jaws and other films, has donated $50 to Barack Obama's campaign.
How did he do that?
Did so on March 10th, even though he's been dead for over a month.
A month.
Turns out he had signed up for a monthly donation program to be billed to his credit card.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, they kept taking the money out of his account.
Well, that was thoughtful of them.
It was nice of them.
The LA Times reports that Barack Obama's campaign says they will no longer take contributions from the dead.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to draw the line there with life?
After Pennsylvania, I think he should not,
Yeah, with the rush.
Take whatever he can.
He should not close anybody out. Some dead supporters could help.
John Wayne's still back in McCain, though, right? Mm-hmm. So he's fine.
Absolutely. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? King Grain celebrates his birthday today. Singer Kelly Clarkson. See what I did there? Ooh. I took the K from Kelly and the Inger from Singer.
Sure. Need a ruling, please?
Absolutely no bell.
No.
Throw your bell in the trash.
No. There are times she looks pretty good. That's all I'm saying.
She can be dialed up for the videos once in a while and look attractive, but on the whole. Okay. Talented, don't get me wrong.
Talented.
She sings like a mofo.
Great voice.
Yeah. She is 26 years old today.
Belinda Carlisle?
I'm going to see if I can get one name right during the birthday. Not Anne Boleyn. Yes. Yes. Late wife of King Henry VIII, Mike. I'm doing her birthday.
Should, or the other
should we try to guess who you're trying to say? Is it Amber Tamblyn?
No. Melinda Clark.
Wow, I never would have guessed
from the
that.
Why? Well, it's not Belinda. It's close. Melinda?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Melinda Clark from the OC. She is 39 years old today. Jamin Huntsu.
Hey!
That name I can say correctly.
Wow. That's a tough one.
He's African, I think, Mike.
Yes, he is African. Of course, Oscar-nominated actor for Blood Diamond, Amistad, and, of course, Never Back Down.
Sure.
He is 44 years old today. Actor Michael O'Keefe, one of my favorites. Remember Caddyshack?
Sure. Yes.
Danny? Be the ball, Danny. He's made a successful career on Roseanne and other stuff. He is 53 years old today. Barbara Streisand, Kevin's favorite singer, actress, director, performer.
Yeah, not a big fan.
She is 66 years old today. And actress Shirley MacLaine is 74 years old this time around. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's the double clap of gayness right there.
It is. Yeah. The flimsy double clap.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. We have tickets for you to go to our breakfast with Jack Johnson. You're going to go tonight, stay in a hotel, out to Coachella.
Wow.
Then, tomorrow morning, you're going to get up and go see Jack Johnson do a breakfast, which means you get to ask him questions, and he's going to perform live. And then you get tickets for tomorrow's Coachella all day.
When you say hotel in Coachella, they don't really have hotels there much as like tent. Mud huts, right?
It's more of a tent.
Like an adobe?
Sort of. Not quite that good.
Not as an adobe.
Right. But it's cool. Sure, I mean, yeah. You get to see some place to stay.
At night, it's cool.
Is what it is. And we're going to do that. We want to make sure we get Jack Johnson fans, so you're going to need to recognize some lyrics.
It's the Wheel of Celebrities. The Wheel of Celebrities. It's the Wheel of Celebrities. Wheel of Celebrities.
Yeah, we might need to work on that a little bit.
All right, we've been saying that for years now. We've been playing that intro.
We have Tom DeLonge. We have Bob Dylan. We have William Shatner. We have the president, Mr. Bush. We have our governor. We have Chris Angel.
Okay.
We have Jed the Fish, Anthony Kiedis, Axl Rose.
Wow.
Homer Simpson and Rodney.
Wow. A lot of celebrities to choose from. So we spin the wheel. Whichever one it lands on, that celebrity reads lyrics. All the listener has to do is identify the Jack Johnson song that that person is doing, and they are in the drawing to join us at Coachella tomorrow.
All right. And we have to do a drawing because we only have one pair here. We're running out of tickets. So here we go. Let's go to our first contestant, Chris in Bellflower. Good morning, Chris. Hi, Chris. Oh, you hung up just a minute too soon. Miranda in Pasadena. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to the Wheel of Celebrities. You're going to get some Jack Johnson lyrics from Rodney on the Rock.
Oh.
Congratulations.
All right. Don Johnson. All right.
Identify the song.
Jack Johnson. Right. That's what we're doing.
My advice.
No. Just read the page ahead of you, in front of you. We got lyrics on there.
All right. It's as common as something that nobody knows. It, her beauty will follow wherever she goes.
Bubble toes.
Bubble toes is correct.
Oh, nicely done. That is Godhead.
She nailed it. And you had more lyrics.
Hang on.
I had more to say.
Sorry, Rodney.
You're Rodney on the Rock Show, 106.7.
Going to have to move on.
You're actually done, Rodney. Thank you.
Let's say good morning to Chris in San Pedro.
Yeah, what's up, guys?
How you doing, Chris?
Hello.
The Wheel of Celebrities has landed on Homer Simpson. He will read some lyrics, and you will tell us what song it is from Jack Johnson. Here we go.
It seems to me that maybe... It pretty much always means no.
Flake.
Yes. Look at you people. Nicely done.
More to read.
These are the hardcore Jack Johnson fans who are desperate and running out of days to win. That's what's going on here.
One more time on the air.
Sorry, Homer. Thanks for coming in.
Homer.
We appreciate it.
Stupid contestants.
Chris in Reseda. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Wheel of Celebrities. You have to identify a Jack Johnson song, and the celebrity reading them to you will be our governor.
Ah! That's hot. All right, am I ready for reading?
Yes.
Okay. They got this and that and with a rattle attack testing. 1, 2. Now what you gonna do? Bad news. Misused. Got too much to lose. Give me some truth.
All right. Name that song, Chris.
Is that Good People?
That is Good People.
Unbelievably hot.
Wow, look at that.
Everyone so far knows exactly where everything is.
No kidding. Thank you, Arnold. We appreciate you stopping by. Let's spin the wheel. Oh, celebrity voices again. Our next contestant is going to be Ashley from Brea. Hey, Ash, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. Wheel of Celebrities has landed on Tom DeLonge.
No!
Tom DeLonge will give you some lyrics from a Jack Johnson song, and you have to tell us what song it is. Here we go.
Putting up with them was never worth having you. And maybe you've been through this before, but it's my first time, so please ignore the next few lines, because they're directed at you.
So if Angels and Airwaves did that song, that's what it would sound like.
That's correct, yes.
Turn your radio down.
Is it inaudible? No. It's all
It's sitting, waiting, wishing. Sorry.
Sorry, yes.
Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Let's go to Dave in Simi Valley. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
What's up, guys?
Wheel O Celebrity Lyrics and the Hulkster, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
the Hulkster has landed.
Oh, I didn't know.
A write-in candidate.
Interesting. You didn't even mention that one when you were reading off the wheel earlier today.
That is odd that
wheel
I wouldn't do that.
Wheel is so big, sometimes you can't read them all.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Dave, listen up, brother. You ready?
Yeah.
If machines became our hands and then our feet became the wheels... And then the wheels became the cars. And then the rigs began to drill. Until the drilling goes too far, brother.
I have no idea.
Oh,
the horizon has been defeated, brother.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
You're no Hulkamaniac. Yeah. Eat fruit.
I think maybe the wheel's too big.
You think?
Maybe cut the wheel down a little bit.
Maybe so.
All right. Let's go to Brennan in Riverside. Good morning, Brennan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it hit the Hulkster again. What are the chances?
Oh, what are the odds
of that? All right, the Hulkster is going to read you some Jack Johnson lyrics.
Hey, it's me again, Brennan. How you doing, brother?
Hey, man.
See, this is the only right, voice Sabine does, so.
Really? This counts as a voice?
Yeah.
Sometimes time doesn't heal, brother. No, not at all. Just stand still while we fall. In or out of love, I doubt I'm going to win you back.
That's, ..
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's what?
His eyes, ..
Close, yes. What's the title?
Eyes Like That?
Hmm. Wow.
Love to.
Eyes is in the title, but only Eyes so far is correct.
Yeah. Can you give us one other word in the title, then we'll consider it close enough?
Oh, man.
Come on, dude.
You can do it.
5 seconds. No pressure.
At least guess. Don't just let the clock.
Dude, the other one's got it right. The other one's got it right, dude. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it would be unfair to give a guy who only got partial answers.
That's right. That's
how about one more spin, and we'll see what Dan in Newport Beach comes up with for the Wheel of Celebrity
Please
Voices.
No Hulkster, hey, please,
Dan.
No Hulkster. Please,
the Hulkster.
No Hulkster. What are the chances of that? That's unbelievable 3 times in a row.
For God's sake, with all those great
that
voices.
That doesn't say Hulkster. It says the Queen right there.
No.
I can see that now. From here, it says Queen Elizabeth.
Come on.
Right
Hello,
there.
Hello, Your Majesty. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello.
I am Her Majesty the Queen, and you are all less than me.
Okay, just read the lyrics.
Here are your lyrics. But just maybe, like a ukulele, Mommy made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, because you're my little lady. Hello, are you there?
Dan, you're on with the Queen of England right now. What song was she doing for you from Jack Johnson?
You gotta take a guess, brother.
Hey, the Hulkster's back.
Oh, we were looking for banana pancakes this time. What's going on with you, Dan?
Oh, Your Majesty.
He sucks, doesn't
no,
he?
There's no need for that kind of language.
That's not how we do it in this country. All right, thanks to everybody for playing the game. Lisa May has been keeping track of those who are in the running to join us at Coachella for tomorrow and Breakfast with Jack Johnson. Lisa, who's our winner?
Miranda in Pasadena.
Miranda in Pasadena was our first winner. Congratulations, Miranda.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Whatever you said, yes.
We are fans of whatever you just said. We'll see you tomorrow.
We love celebrities.
Right now, though, we need to figure out some way for Mike not to try to take responsibility for the Lakers' big win last night over Denver. He can be happy as a fan.
Everybody's doing their part, man.
But Mike did nothing. All Mike did was watch the game.
What? Remember yesterday when we played the internet roundup clip of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and all those guys from the, I believe, the 80s,
mm-hmm. uh-huh.
rapping about a tennis shoe?
The Converse weapon. That's a shoe. That's Magic do what he was born to do.
It may be so, but that's not all that let Isaiah play like he's 10 feet tall.
By the way, Magic and Isaiah Thomas, horrible rappers.
Ironic.
Horrible.
Or the kind of moves that never fail. The weapon's the choice of Kevin McHale.
The same is true for Mark McGuire. When I wear weapons, I'm on fire. Well, what can the weapons do for King? Why, I can do just about anything.
The next was Larry Bird.
I already know what you did for me.
What?
I walked away with the MVP.
The Converse weapon. The number one weapon in the NBA.
Yes.
I think they're
weapon for fans, too.
The weapon has been around, that shoe has been around that long for the last 20 years?
22 years, buddy. And Mike yesterday informed us when we were off the air that he has those shoes, and every time he wears those shoes, the Lakers win.
Have you just had the shoes this season, Mike? Because
no.
They haven't even been in the playoffs for the last 5 years, right?
No, I've been, I've had these for quite a while, since they came out, and I was wearing the Converse Chuck Taylor that is purple and gold this season. That was my good luck shoe, and every time I wore it to the game this season, they won.
Okay.
And about 4 weeks ago, I wore my Converse Chuck Taylors in purple and gold to the game, and they got run out of Staples Center by Portland. I mean, they just got trounced.
Let's stop right there for a second. Lucky shoe, they lose. How do you explain that? What happens? Does the luck leak out? Is it used up? What happens exactly?
I don't think I like your mocking tone.
I would just like an explanation before we move on to why Mike won the game last night.
Exactly.
You know what? Every once in a while, you'll walk out of a bar and you'll see a butt-ugly dude taking a hot chick home. It just happens. You know what I'm saying? You can't explain the world. Maybe it's gravity. It's like 9-11, Lisa.
It is like 9-11. That's a good point.
But Lisa has a great question. Did the Lucky Shoes stop working? Did you decide at that point after they got routed that one night you were there in the purple chucks, did you decide, okay, those shoes are spent. Now I need new Lucky Shoes?
You know, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm having trouble concentrating, but who was the number one seed in the Western Conference this year? Who ended up winning the Western Conference?
Well, the Lakers.
That's not the question!
The Lakers did, but our question to you is, where were you during the lead
night? Answer the question!
Who won last night?
Lakers.
Uh-huh.
Kobe, 49 points.
Oh, and look at these!
You're wearing the shoes.
But, Mike, wouldn't the Lakers have won if you'd gone barefoot or if you'd worn a different pair of shoes?
I'm not really willing to put that to the test.
That's what I'm saying. Why take the chance is what
and
he's saying.
My ninja kicks don't look as dope if I'm not wearing my Converse.
He's ninja kicking.
Stop ninja kicking.
All right, let me ask you this because this is a very important distinction. And, by the way, we are going to be looking for your calls. If you had anything to do with the Lakers win last night or have other sports superstitions that you believe in very strongly that never fail, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067.
Remember when Ralph was talking about putting the, what was it, the logo?
Opposing team's logo or shirt or something in the freezer.
In the freezer, to cool them off.
Yeah, right. That's ridiculous.
Here's my question for you, Mike. Does it only work if you're at Staples Center in person? Like, for instance, if you wear those shoes while you watch this game, is it tomorrow night in Denver, I think they're playing, right?
Right, yeah.
If you watch that game on TV and you're wearing those shoes, does that power still help the Lakers?
Yeah, as long as before game time, regardless of where they're playing, I got to strap them up. But here, you hit it right on the nose, Bean. If you said if anybody else had played a role in the victory, please call now. It's a community effort. You know what I'm saying? It takes a village to raise a child. And it's not just my shoes. It's my shoes plus, you know, the guy who's sitting next to me's baseball cap.
Right.
Plus the guy who's sitting across Staples Center's, you know, Lucky t-shirt. We all have to work as a team. We all have to work in unison. And, you know, maybe that night when Portland got ran out of the court, you know, a couple weeks ago, Portland ran the Lakers out of Staples Center. Maybe just someone wasn't holding up to their end of the bargain. I had my shoes.
You had the shoes, but the dude with the hat didn't have the hat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We've been linking up lately. You know what I'm saying?
But now you don't have – you're not using those shoes. So maybe those shoes are still Lucky Shoes. And you've just discarded them
maybe.
For no good reason.
You're right. You're right, Lisa. It's not like I threw them away, though. But since I strapped – I said – I got to look at it like this. Something went wrong. Maybe it's time for me before the playoffs to do a little experimenting, and I did, and it's worked out so far.
Boom.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you.
You know what?
Kobe should call and thank you that he got 49 points.
Yeah.
Maybe he will,
because he wouldn't have if you hadn't been.
He would, but he's got a Nike contract, and these are Converse weapons, so he's probably scared.
Yeah, Mike, I don't mean to be a hater, okay? But isn't it possible that the night they got blown out by Portland, something went wrong on the court, perhaps more than it went wrong in the stands?
Yeah, they didn't feel the energy of the fans
Stuff. Took the words out of my mouth.
What's wrong with you?
It was a subsequent effect of everything being wrong around them.
We had a guy that used to work here named John, and he would sit in whatever position he's in when his team scored. Mainly it was football. Like if his team scored and he had both hands on his chin, he would sit that way because he thought it would help them score again. Whatever he was doing worked, so he's not going to move until something else happens.
Okay, so my question to you is, his team must have won the Super Bowl every single year then, right? If that worked for him.
Well, not every year, but...
If that helps them score at will, as long as he does his part, it's going to make a difference. Then they clearly ran the table.
Not
right?
true.
You
it's
don't
a
get
community
it,
effort.
It's a community effort. Everyone has to do their part. If you have a lucky shirt and you don't wear it, F you, you help the team lose. Okay.
Everybody like sports.
Everybody seems to be on the same page with sports superstitions now, and the Lakers are destroying.
I'd have to wear the same underwear for like 6 weeks. That'd be bad, wouldn't it?
If you
Seagulls
wore any
coming
at all.
To the studio.
All right, let me ask you this, and then we'll start to get to some calls here. Let's take the Super Bowl as an example. Okay, there are millions of diehard Patriots fans, millions of diehard Giants fans. Was that game decided based on which team had the most fans who had lucky superstitions in effect during that game?
That's a part of it. What don't you understand here? The fans all play a part. They have their roles. Now the players on the field have to do their part too. But it's a community thing. Everybody has to step up.
Bean, are you finding something not logical in this?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm having trouble following you. Let's talk to Nick in Lakewood real quick before the break. He's on line six. He is a Lakers fan as well, and apparently Mike is doing his part. Hey, Nick, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing? Lisa May.
We are good.
Hello.
All right. What'd you do last night?
Okay, here's the deal. Every game this season, I have wristbands, a headband, a Kobe jersey, and I have the NBA edition Adidas shoes.
Okay.
Every single time I've worn those shoes, that whole outfit, the Lakers have won. Yeah. When I have not worn it, they have lost.
Okay, but why are you letting the team down? Why don't you wear it every game?
Well, because sometimes I suck.
Yep.
All right.
That's
I'll
it.
Agree. I'll say that. Mike's on board.
That's true.
You've got to send your energy to the team.
That's right.
And you've got to figure out what works.
It's all a part of the grand program.
I don't know what that means. You don't suck, Nick. I love you, buddy. Keep up the good work.
All right, Mike.
but don't slack off. We're in the playoffs now.
Every single game, and it's gonna. I went to the San Antonio game, and not only did I have all that stuff on, I wore the complete Lakers shorts and Kobe.
Oh, t-shirt. You're probably a prize in that year.
Yeah, people were high-fiving you, man. It's all about loving your team.
I hear you, man. Okay. All right. Thank you for the call.
Good luck to you. All right, your sports superstitions. What is it you have to do to help your team win? We'll take a quick break. Come back with your calls. 1-800-520-1067 next on K-Rock. Jesse writes in, guys, heard your talk about sports superstition and Mike helping the Lakers win. Well, the new superstition that I have is in order for the Lakers to win, I have to get free tickets to Breakfast with Jack Johnson. If I don't get into the event, the Lakers will be unfortunate not to win their series against the Nuggets. Don't let me not get access to the event and let that be the reason the Lakers fail. Let's not even chance it, says Jesse. Well, I'm not sure it works like that, but it's about as realistic as Mike believing the shoes that he wore in the crowd at Staples Center last night contributed to the win. I'll tell you that.
And it's funny because a lot of people feel that way. Like my mom was in town this past weekend, and the Suns, she loves the Suns, so she was watching their game. And a friend of ours came into the room. The other team scores, and the friend of ours goes, sorry, I just came in. I'm going to go back out.
And look, she ruined the whole thing.
Just walked right in and then realized that it was the wrong time, and that caused the other team to make a basket and turn and left.
You're kidding. Yeah. That's insane.
Let's talk to Raider Rob in Covina. He's on line three. And if you want to weigh in with your sports superstitions, it's toll-free 1-800-520-1067. Rob, if you're a Raiders fan, whatever it is you're doing is not working, my friend.
Baby. Now, hey, look, I'll tell you what, dude. It's the time change. The time change gets me mixed up every season, and it ain't going to happen this year, I'm telling you.
What are you talking about, the time change? How does that mess you up?
Okay, look, whatever time zone the Raiders are playing in, I have to get up before the sun comes up in that time zone.
No.
So if they're playing on the East Coast, you have to get up by about 9-ish because that – oh, no, in that time zone.
No. I got to get up by like 1 or 2, whatever. But see, that's the thing. I don't know if it's 1 or if it's 2 because of the time change. It keeps throwing me off.
But hold on. Rob. What about the more than half their games that they play on the West Coast? You're clearly getting up in time for those games, yet they're losing them all.
It's the snooze button, dude.
Oh, it's the snooze button of defeat.
The snooze button was invented by the NFL.
Well, you know, here's the truth.
You are weak.
With the Raider fans, it's true. All of them work together, and when things go right for them, they will win the game. The problem is that half of their fan base is in jail by the time Sunday rolls around, so they can't really get their lucky shirt on. Or
well,
their lucky hat.
They don't have alarm clocks, so they don't know what time to get up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's so sad.
Okay.
Hey, I'm the one that called you about the conspiracy.
Which one?
I got a new one for you if you got a couple seconds.
We don't.
No, we don't.
But thank you for the call.
Email us, and then we'll call you back if it's cool. All right, let's talk to Fred in Ontario. He's on line 7. I don't know how Mike is going to handle this because this is two things coming together that he will not appreciate. Fred, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, how you guys doing?
We are good. So you're a Laker fan.
Yeah, I'm a big Laker fan.
And what do you do?
I'm one of those fans that Mike doesn't like. I put my flags out during playoffs. I have the small ones that go in the window, but during the big playoff game, the day of the game, I got a big flag I hang on the back of the truck.
So you have three total Laker flags?
Yeah.
What about that, Mike? You hate Laker flags more than anything in the world, yet this fan is doing it to help the team win, and apparently it's working.
Yeah, he said he's only been doing it during the playoffs for the last couple seasons, and look at where it's got us. Dude, before you ruin this season, please take those down.
I beg you.
Fred, you're making it harder on the other fans. I mean, when a player on the court is not pulling his weight, the other four have to step it up so they can win. That's what's happening with the fans is that there's three fans that have to do it right just to counteract your Laker flags.
Yep.
You're putting more pressure on the fans' shoulders.
Mike said we all have have to stick together.
Yes, he did.
Well, why are the flags not helping, Mike? Why are your shoes helping, but the flags aren't?
It's just the way it is. I'm sorry, man. Because
don't question the magic.
Yeah, I don't hang my shoes out the side of my car. That's why.
There you go. Good one. Good one.
All right.
Let's go to Aaron in Laguna. Good morning, Aaron. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean.
Sports superstitions. What do you do?
Well, I've dated my girlfriend for about 2 years. When we first started dating, I'm a huge Los Angeles Kings fan. I grew up in Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach.
Right.
She came over one night to watch the game to get into hockey so we'd have something in common, and they lost. So I forbid her to come over for at least 6 months.
Did she come over every game this season?
How dare you?
it's the Kings. I mean, I don't got a lot to go on, so if we lose and that's the reason, I got to kick her out.
Look, here's the thing. He's doing his part. Most fans are doing their part. Sometimes the team doesn't do their part.
Yeah.
So hopefully next year they will.
She might be grateful.
Yeah, well.
She was giving it a shot, but maybe she's happy.
By the way, if she comes over to his house every time they lose, he is really going to be sick of her and really fast.
All right, where do we want to go? Let's go.
Let's talk to Jeff and Reseda because I'm curious. The rally monkey for the Angels has had its ups and downs, and some fans are starting to question it, whether it works or not. Jeff, you still believe in the rally monkey?
Yes, I do, Kevin. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
How does that work for you? You have to bring it to the game? You go to the game?
Yeah. I just bring them to the game, and every time I've brought my rally monkey to the Angels games, they win.
Okay, now here's another question for you. What happens when they lose? Do you not bring the monkey, or do you not go to the game, or...?
When I just don't go to the games with my rally monkey, they just lose.
Wow, it's all on
now,
you, man.
I know the rally monkey got enormously popular and got national attention the year that the Angels won the World Series, which was what, like 2002 or something like that.
Yeah, but, I actually brought my monkey to that game and they won.
Okay, but what? I mean, that's 5 years ago. I mean, what's been going on? Have the rally monkeys lost their effectiveness? I mean, clearly they were huge. There were thousands of them in the stands. Why does it not continue to pay off for the team?
Well, I guess it's because I just think they just got out. I mean, people just don't seem that they think that they're not really that cool.
That's a good explanation. Thank you, Jeff. I'm happy with that.
People think they're not really that cool, but I'm sticking with it, Kevin and Bean.
Let's go to Priscilla in West Covina. Good morning, Priscilla.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hello.
Sports superstitions.
All right. It's not me. It's my boyfriend. About 3 years ago, he got it in his head that I was bad luck for his football team, which is the Dallas Cowboy fans. He's a huge Cowboy fan.
Yeah.
So now every time, 3 years ago, every time that they play, I have to leave the house. He kicks me completely out of the house, and I cannot touch anything that has any Dallas Cowboys.
But see, the thing about that is that it's not you. It's that he wants to have his boyfriend over to watch the Cowboys.
No.
Because all Cowboy fans.
He kicks his girlfriend out of the house. Coincidentally, the Cowboys kick their girlfriends before every game. They actually just kick their girlfriends.
What the hell is a Cowboys fan pretending to date a woman doing? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense.
Come on. At least be realistic about it.
Actor John Cho from Harold and Kumar. Escape from Guantanamo Bay joins just after the news at 7 o'clock. Very excited about that movie. Very excited about that guest. And, of course, more tickets for our Breakfast with Jack Johnson on the way.
Hi, folks. This is Adam West.
Adam.
I want to introduce radio's own boy wonder, Ralph Garman, and the Show Business Report.
Oh,
Ralph.
Very excited this week. I found out that they are making a Adam West bust, a statue that you can have in your home at one-third scale of Adam West. Just a bust of him you can put on your mantle or put on your bookcase or your shelf. Apparently it comes out in a couple months. They just released the
details. Adam West. Adam West. A little bit softer now.
Yeah.
Adam West. Adam West. Adam West. Adam West.
Could you be any gayer?
Where do you get these, Ralph? I might be interested.
There is a company called Masked Avenger Enterprises, and they do a bunch of cold resin statues of different comic book heroes and actors and stuff like that, and they've just released the details of their Adam West bust.
Boy, that was really gay.
He's maybe the best celebrity of all time, Adam West. It's hard to argue with that.
We haven't had him in a while, either. I think we need to have
it
him
has
in.
Been.
Maybe we can talk about
his... starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
Talk about his bust. All right.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
That's the statue we need.
Realistic Love Openings?
The Adam West Wangbone. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good band. Adam West
Wangbone. Are they on Coachella?
Yes, they are.
That chick's incredible.
Love Wangbone. Ah, everyone play everything at once.
Chicks do love Wangbone. That's true.
Did you guys watch American Idol last night?
No.
Well, you missed our president and the first lady.
He was on Deal or No Deal on Monday.
And he was on American Idol last night.
He's really, I know he's a lame duck at all, but he doesn't have anything to do.
Well, there's nothing going on in the country he needs to attend to, Kevin.
Why was he?
Everything here is perfect. Everything is status quo. Everything is just right. Even keel. So he's got a lot of time to make TV appearances.
What did he do on American Idol?
He thanked America for raising so much money during Idol Gives Back, their charity telethon that they did the week before.
And then he sang a Mariah Carey medley. It was weird.
Yeah, that's they did a duet with Leona Lewis. Oh, they did Bleeding Love together. I thought that was strange.
Sounds strange.
No, it's so funny because him and Laura, they're sitting in the Oval Office and like, American Idol gives people a chance to live the American dream. It's like, oh, how can after 8 years he not learn how to read a teleprompter?
It was distracting how much trouble he had getting through that 20 seconds that he was on. I don't know why that. I mean, clearly the guy reads. I mean, he reads the State of the Union, for God's sakes, and it sounds fine. So I don't know why he couldn't read that.
Dick Clark had an easier time on New Year's Eve. That's all I'm saying.
What's he going to be on tonight? He's got something every night this week, apparently.
I think it's Tyra Banks. They're going to talk about how to pee squatting over a toilet. I think he's going to do a little number with her.
He's going to give some tips.
And then later on, I think it's Antique Roadshow. He's going to bring somebody okay. found in the White House and try to pawn it off on somebody. So
he's been hired by Mode on Ugly Betty, too. He's going to be their new intern.
Excellent.
What the hell?
Flimsy.
Yeah, everything was going fine. Funny, 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 funny. Boom. Mode, Ugly Betty, things no one knows anything
just
about.
He's got say a, it. It's a popular show that comes back tonight. They work for a magazine called Mode. It'd be funny if George... Oh, never mind.
He's got to ruin it. Got to. Has no choice. Carly Smithson got voted off last night, my little Irish lass, and I'm way bummed about that. But I will try to move forward.
Yeah. How are you going to do that? Given up on the hunger strike already, have you?
I just had a bite. I feel much better now.
Wow.
I think the hunger strike came out of just low blood sugar or something. I was getting a little crazy.
That wasn't much of a hunger
strike.
And
I feel better. I don't need to strike.
All right.
Steve-O.
Yes?
Has pleaded not guilty to a charge of felony cocaine possession.
Yeah, dude.
After his drug bust on March 3rd while cops were searching his apartment. Here's the thing, Steve-O. If the cops come into your apartment and find felony weight cocaine in your apartment,
yeah,
and you go to court, you might want to think about, I don't know, working out some sort of plea bargain versus saying, oh, no, wasn't me, wasn't mine, never saw it before, not me.
I just sit in my house just piling all the narcotics into my body that I possibly can, namely ketamine, nitrous oxide, PCP, cocaine, you know. And I just get all kinds of results.
All right. If you plead not guilty, and then you go into court, and then they play that to the jury?
Yeah.
Maybe you're on flimsy legal ground.
He's one guy who should just go ahead and plead guilty.
Yes.
I mean, really.
That's what I'm saying. Work out the best deal you can get. Get some probation. Do something that you won't do, have to do any hard time. But don't say not guilty. Don't say that.
I saw Steve-O on the TMZ television show yesterday, and he was standing out giving an interview, which you probably shouldn't be doing out in front of the court after he had pled not guilty. And he said, look, I'm just going to go in and tell the judge that I used to be, you know, honked up, but I'm fine now, and hope that that's enough. I know it's not much of a defense. I know it's not likely that it's going to work, but it's all I got. I'm going to give it a try.
That has very little to do with the fact whether he was holding felony weight of cocaine in his apartment or not. That's the problem.
Yeah, dude.
FHA Mag...
FHA?
FHM Magazine has announced its top 100 sexiest women of the year list. They do this every year, and usually it is total bogeyosity. But in this particular case, they may have gotten it right.
Really? There's no hideous one in the top 10 like usual?
Not that I can see. Huh. Well, maybe one questionable one.
Okay.
But the rest, I think, are pretty spot on. Here is 10 to 1 of the top 100 sexiest women of the year. Number 10, Kate Beckinsale. Hard to complain there.
Yeah. She's attractive.
Number 9, Blake Lively of the Gossip Girl show on the CW.
I don't know her.
She is a very attractive young lady. Yeah.
Fine.
Number eight, Trisha Helfer. Number six from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Our Cylon pal.
Yeah.
She's delicious.
Not human, but she's on the list. All right.
Hilary Duff is number seven.
Oh, for
That's
God's
your
sake.
This Are
is
you
my,
kidding
this is my
me?
Questionable yeah. number.
See, this is what they do. They throw in a Rosie O'Donnell or someone in the top ten.
Whoa, hold on. Hillary Duff is not Rosie O'Donnell.
And then everybody goes, wow, what kind of crazy list is that? And then they publicize
it. Time out. I know she went a little crazy with the teeth a while back, and
no, she had those. She had those filed down. She looks better now.
She's done a lot lately. I think she's back.
But top ten,
top
really?
Top ten, yeah.
Top
I don't
10
know
about that, but she's, out of 100,
she's
top 10.
She's sexing it up. She filed down the teeth.
I find her attractive. My complaint is not so much that she totally does not belong on the list anywhere.
Right.
But seven.
All the women behind her.
That's a high number.
That are hotter.
Yeah. When you consider people like Carmen Electra and whatnot did not make the top 10. I'm just saying. Emmanuel Sirikiki.
I think it's Shiriki.
Yes.
I don't know who that is.
Who's she?
She is from Entourage. She plays E's girlfriend on that show.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Of course.
Number five.
Sure.
Number four, Alicia Cuthbert.
Sure.
Yeah.
Number three, Jessica Alba.
Sure.
Of course. Number two, Jessica Biel.
There it is.
Sure.
And number one, with a bullet, Megan Fox from Transformers. Hard to complain. Hard to complain with the majority of this list.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good on you, FHM, for once.
Chicks love Wang Bone.
Yeah, that's true.
And speaking of smoking hot chicks, cry a tear today if you have some time for Billy Zane, star of Titanic.
Why?
Oh, yeah.
He has just broken up with his fiance of 4 years, British actress Kelly Brook.
Oh,
really?
I'm not sure if you're familiar with Kelly Brook or not, but you might want to dial her up on your intranet and take a gander at her because she...
Yeah, dude.
She is she's diabolical.
Boobies!
Apparently, Kelly called things off because she felt she was too young to settle down with such an old dude. But, yeah, there's Kelly Brook for you right there.
Wow.
We're looking at her now on the internet, and she's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Boobies!
She lost her top in that one.
Yeah.
What?
Somehow she went swimming and her top came off. It's very strange.
Ooh, I love boobies.
Okay. What would Tyler Durden do? That's where the pictures are.
I don't know, but he wouldn't break up with Kelly Brook. That's all I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Shirley MacLaine is 74 years old today. I think she's won an Oscar or two.
Mm-hmm.
Barbra Streisand, also an Oscar winner, actress, singer, director. She's 66 years old today. Actor Michael O'Keefe from one of my favorite movies of all time, Caddyshack, and he was on Roseanne for a while. He's done a bunch of good work. He's 53. Jamin Hunsu, Blood Diamond, Amistad, and then he had to go and ruin it all with Never Back Down, 44 years old today. Melinda Clark from The O.C. turns 39. And Kelly Clarkson, speaking of American Idol, as we were moments ago, the first American Idol, 26 years old today, having a very successful
Ralph.
Yeah, hello, hi.
Speaking of American Idol past contestants, did you see Clay Aiken on the show last
night? Oh, dear Lord, sweet Jesus in heaven.
He looks like he's about 80% through his sex reassignment surgery, doesn't he?
Really?
He's starting into a woman now?
Yes. Now Clarissa Aiken, they should call
him. It will frighten you, Kevin, if you see the pictures.
He's got long shoulder-length hair now. He's put on about 50 pounds,
Ooh.
Mostly in his bosom.
Okay.
He's
got something to his face. I don't know what it is.
I
can't identify
the weight.
It.
He's all kind of moon-faced now. He looks very odd and very oddly, feminine.
He's turned into Mrs. Doubtfire, basically, is where he's at now.
Would you say you're still a Claymate?
I enjoy his music very much, but it was shocking to see him on my TV last night. I was frightened.
How can you enjoy his music very much?
That's a great question.
I'm a Claymate. I can't help it. Yeah, you're flimsy.
Wade.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, dude, easy, man. Easy.
Trying to wake up here.
Yell at us. Wow. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. This time tomorrow, by the way, we'll be in 115-degree heat waiting for Jack Johnson to arrive. Our Breakfast with Jack Johnson, you will hear tomorrow morning. And what's the deal, Kevin? You can watch it on the AT&T Blue Room? Is that true, too?
Yeah, go to krock.com, and there's a link there that you can watch the entire breakfast and all 3 days of Coachella.
Wow.
And
wow.
I did this last year. There's one of the days that I had to come back, and I watched it on AT&T Blue Room, and it's awesome. They go from tent to tent and stage to stage, and it's really, really
That's
good,
sweet.
High quality, too.
You might be able to see more there than if you were actually at
Coachella.
Yeah,
but it's not the same.
I know, but I'm just saying.
For being
We, of course, have the final tickets for Breakfast with Jack Johnson. You can win coming up next hour here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, make some time, no matter whether you're going to Coachella or not, to check out Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. This is the movie that has been long awaited. It is finally here, opening everywhere tomorrow. And ladies and gentlemen, the genius behind Harold, actor John Cho, joins us in the studio here on the Kevin Bean Show.
Yes.
Genius. Morning, John. Welcome.
Wow. Thank you very much. That was very
passionate.
I say that because, I mean, this is one of the iconic movie characters of our time. And I think people would be surprised that, you know, it wasn't a hit when it came out. It's one of those movies now that we think is one of the big hits of the century, but it was not a hit with the original movie when it came out at
it
all.
It wasn't?
Right?
No, it was a bomb. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, at the box office.
All I know is I loved it. I thought it was great. That's so surprising to me that it bombed.
Well, thank you. Well, we had to wait a few years for the DVD receipts to pile up, and in between they suggested a straight-to-DVD sequel. And we were not into that.
That's not a good sign?
That's not a good sign.
Straight to
DVD.
That's not
a good sign. That's joining the ranks of actors that I don't want to diss. But,
So was there talk of doing a new one and they wouldn't let you? Or did you just lay off for a while? Or how does that
no,
work?
No, well, they wrote the first one with a sequel in mind right from
they
the
did.
Beginning. Like a la Back to the Future. And which was... You know, really ballsy of them, but but we didn't. But the movie bombed, so we
but
were
why,
waiting.
Why, John? Why do you think it bombed? I mean, obviously the movie has held up well. It is a huge DVD rental every year since and purchased it. Why did people not go see it first time around? Was it? Did you open up against a couple of big movies that were out at that time,
we
or
did,
what?
As I recall, and I can't remember what they were at the moment because it doesn't matter. but. There were some big movies, and plus, I mean, we weren't, you know, we're not big movie stars, and I think it took some doing to get people to the movie theaters, and a DVD was sort of the perfect medium for us.
It
for
must have
stars.
Grown. It must have grown exponentially with the DVD. Yes?
I think it did, and it's one of those movies that everyone that comes up to me feels like I'm the only one that saw it. It never felt like everyone saw it, and everyone was aware of everyone seeing it. Was it a phenomenon that way? It was like, hey, I saw your movie. Has anyone else seen it? Because I saw it. I want to let you know that I'm the guy that saw it.
I have to tell you a very quick story about how I saw your movie. I was actually going to a play, and they had moved the theater someplace else because they were refinishing it or something. And so we missed it. And it was like, all right, let's go to the movies. And what's playing now? And I laughed my ass off. And I was so surprised because I didn't think that was the kind of movie I would enjoy.
Oh, cool.
But I thought it was hilarious.
I am proud to be your sloppy seconds.
Thank you.
she's the one who saw it.
Oh, yeah,
apparently she's done. You're right.
The theater. I paid money.
Very nice to meet you.
So, do you like this character? You like playing this character of Harold, and you were excited to do another one?
Yeah, I mean, for a couple of reasons. You know, the whole buddy comedy thing is I enjoy a lot of buddy comedies, and so this was fun to work with Cal on that level. And also, you know, I mean, it's a chance as an Asian American to be a lead in a movie, and you don't get that very often.
Yeah.
So, and I love the script, so why not? And they paid me like. Not much.
Boatloads. Not very much money.
Not much.
But enough.
But enough.
You got a per diem of about $100 a day.
Yeah.
That's worth it.
Speaking of being an Asian American actor, I understand that your name is John. I get that. But are there any Asian guys in the world named Harold? I mean, to me, that's the most unrealistic thing about this whole deal.
I'm going to tell you something. The movie is based on a guy named Harold Lee that exists.
Oh, is that
no
right?
No way!
Yeah,
I want to meet that dude.
He's a cool dude. In fact, we're friends now, so it's a weird thing to be walking the street sometimes and people yell Harold at me and both of us will turn around and it gets weird. And
does he have the best weed?
He does. He does.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. And blow. We do it in conjunction. We go on and off.
Excellent.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay opens tomorrow. We'll take a break and come back. John is going to stay here, and we'll talk to you about the new Star Trek movie as well.
Oh, thank you.
Which you're going to be starring in. We'll do.
Actor John Cho in the studio with us at K-Rock this morning. He is Harold of Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, opening up everywhere tomorrow. Before we get into the specifics of the movie, John, was it a tough decision for you to make growing up as an Asian American to decide to be an actor? I would imagine that you probably didn't have a tremendous number of role models to look up to or a lot of chance of success going into that field.
Well, yeah, I didn't really think about it growing up. And I, looking back, I'm wondering if it was because it didn't even really seem like a possibility. But I fell into acting in college, and so growing up, it just wasn't on my radar.
How do you fall into acting? You tripped and ended up in the gym where they were practicing a play or something?
Yeah. It's a metaphor.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So you didn't really actually trip.
No. I was in this writing group, and one of the writers said, hey, I'm directing a play. How tall are you, and what do you weigh? And literally, a guy got sick. and needed somebody that fit the costume.
No kidding.
Nice.
Yeah. Really.
What do you think you would have done otherwise with your life?
I had no idea. Really, I had no idea. So it's a good thing it came
along. Is the dude that got sick a homeless guy now, or what happened to him?
I have no idea where he is.
See, gone. He's a homeless guy on the streets.
If you're out there, give me a call.
Begging for cash.
Do you run into John when you go up for a part, when you go out for an audition or something like that? The person who wrote it or the person who's casting it has a white guy in mind for whatever reason, even if there's no reason for the character to be a white guy in the movie, and they're just not thinking. They just aren't thinking that it could necessarily be another race.
Well, I'd never get that far because in the breakdown service, which is how production companies let agents and managers know who they're looking for, they list ethnicities.
Oh.
So it goes name, age range, gender, and ethnicity. And they'll say, if they say nothing, then it's meant white.
Right.
And then they'll say black or Asian or open to ethnicity. So there is a gate.
If they specifically say open to ethnicities or whatever, then.
Sometimes I show up and it's a mix. Sometimes I show up and it's all Asian. And sometimes it's me and the Latino guy looking at each other square across the room. Staring each other down.
Which ethnicity is it going to be?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there are so many roles in so many movies. I mean, just as an example, forgetting Sarah Marshall's in the theaters right now. There's, you know, five or six pretty juicy, funny roles in that movie. None of them are Asian guys, but almost any of them could be. But it just may be what they had in mind at the casting call, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long discussion that I'm not privy to, what they do back there.
I understand. I got you.
So I don't know what happens, but I agree with you that there's so many roles that I turn on the television and I go see movies, and I'm like, that could be anybody, couldn't
it? Sure, sure. Yeah. So because of you and because of Cal with his Indian background, you guys look suspicious in this movie, in the new movie that opens up tomorrow, and it does not go well for Harold and Kumar this time around.
No. This movie picks up right where the first one left off, and we're trying to get to Amsterdam. I don't know if you've heard of this place, but there's
Amsterdam.
There's legalized marijuana there.
Yes.
What?
We've been there and love it and are dying to go back.
Yes. We went there, by the way, and it was unbelievable. But
you walk into a hotel there, and literally it so smells of pot. Just a regular hotel, not any of the cafes or anything, because everyone's smoking it.
The stench of fun.
You don't need your own.
Stench of fun. Did you lose like 8 hours the way Kevin did while
you
were there?
The time went time is weird. it's a warp there. But we're trying to get to Amsterdam. We get on the plane. We managed to get on the plane, and Kumar has brought a bong onto the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody thinks it's a bomb.
And that's good or bad?
That's
for the
bad.
Guys?
We get sent to Guantanamo Bay. We escape and nuttiness ensues. And the scene is after we get caught and Rob Corddry, who plays a TSA official, is interrogating us.
We love America!
Very much.
Oh, that's a convenient thing to say after you try and blow up a plane filled with Americans.
No,
we didn't do... No, you see, you have the wrong idea. My idiot friend here brought marijuana. On the plane.
Hey, zip it, Hello Kitty. Okay? I know your operation's funded through drugs.
This is typical government, sir.
Shut up! Harold!
Shut up!
How through going through Amsterdam and then Guantanamo Bay, how do you guys run into Neil Patrick Harris again in this movie?
To be revealed. But they did want to bring back somebody from the first movie.
That's a good choice.
And they were like, how would it be logical for anyone to get here? And the only person for whom it makes sense is Neil Patrick Harris, because he's the wanderer.
And he's more out there than the last time, I hear.
Yeah. He is a weird dude in this movie. And he's weirder in real life than you'd think.
Is that right?
Actually, at first I was like, during the first movie, I was like, Neil Patrick Harris is so different from Neil Patrick Harris. And then I realized Neil Patrick Harris is frighteningly similar to Neil Patrick.
Really? Because he strikes me as a pretty straight guy that's really smart.
I don't know
but
if
a good actor.
He's not straight.
He's not straight.
That's a poor choice of words,
straight.
Kevin.
I mean, never mind. let's talk about you being in the new Star Trek. Yeah. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You're going to be Sulu.
Yeah, the Asian guy. Again.
They put out a call for that. Do you have to do the voice? Do you have to do Sulu?
I am physically incapable of doing that voice, I'm afraid people are going to be disappointed if they want to see the voice. But it was unbelievable. It's a prequel.
It's, which means it happens before the first
Star Trek. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it was fun. It
young was, James Kirk, young Mr. Spock, young Sulu.
All of that. Everyone's young.
And J.J. Abrams.
It's like Muppet Babies.
And J.J. Abrams is directing it.
J.J. Abrams, yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
No kidding. Is this, I mean, is this a role that you were dying to play?
Absolutely. When I heard about it, for a couple of reasons. One was just, you know, kid fantasy.
Yeah.
Being on a spaceship and all that stuff. And secondly, you know, on a serious note, tying it up with what we were talking about earlier, George Takei and Sulu was just really important to me growing up. When mm-hmm. there's nobody, you turn on the TV and you see this Asian guy who's not karate chopping, not wearing a cone-shaped hat, and you know, he's the helmsman of a giant spaceship. You're like, yeah, yeah.
That guy's got some juice.
Yeah, so it's I'm really proud to be associated with it.
Well, we can't wait for that, and I know that you'll be killed. There'll be a sniper in the parking lot if you say too much. I know how J.J. values secrecy with all of his projects, and I don't blame you for being tight-lipped on it, but, man, we can't wait for that one. That's going to be
awesome. That comes out a year from May.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Just a year from May.
Right around.
May 2009.
Well, let's not get too excited yet.
That's when
then.
That comes out.
That's a full harvest from now.
Pace ourselves.
You're going to be too old to do publicity. You might as well start talking about it now.
Seriously. Wow. Got the rheumatism bothering me already.
your advice, and I heard you mention this briefly during the song we were playing, is that anyone who ever enjoyed Harold and Kumar on DVD has to show up this weekend if they ever want a hope of a third one, right?
Please. Yeah, why not? Do us a favor.
It's fair.
Let's not do a 4-year wait. Let's shave it off.
Don't wait for the DVD to come out. You know you'll like it. Go this weekend. Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay. And John Cho, thanks a lot for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We really like having
it. It's too bad Lisa's not in here because we got Sean Connery on the phone, Kevin, talking about this 20 worst comic book movie story that Ralph did a couple days ago in the Showbiz Bee.
Yeah.
Apparently he's very upset to find that one of his movies is in the top 5, his League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I mean, it's they say it's worse than Catwoman. They say it's worse than Daredevil, for God's sakes.
It's only beaten by 2 movies. That's it. And one of them is Judge Dredd, which deserves to be number 1. So somebody get Lisa. Sean Connery, good morning.
Well, if it isn't Harold and Kumar, go to f***ing land.
All we did was say good morning, Sean.
That's
why all the hate?
Have to do, you guzzler mother
Sean, do you have Tourette's? Because I've never heard that was officially diagnosed in you.
Oh, no, I don't have Tourette's, but you know what I do have?
What?
A giant baseball bat to stick up your...
Wow, okay. Why are you so angry today, Sean?
Because I heard what you said about my film, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, I don't think we said that. That was a list put out by someone. It was the 20 worst comic book movies.
Yes, and I heard that you had some unflattering things to say about that film, which I'm very proud.
Okay, well, look, a lot of our audience did not see The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but it did come in at number 3 on the all-time list of worst comic book movies.
Well, it's an excellent film, and it stars some of the greatest characters in fiction, banding together to fight crime in Victorian England.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What could be wrong with that?
Well, they said it was done poorly. It's the 3rd worst movie ever made with a sci-fi theme.
Well, you know what they say about you.
What?
You love black in your...
They don't say that. No one says that,
No
Sean.
One says that.
They do. I was talking to Michael Caine the other day.
Yeah.
And I said, Michael, do you know Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show? He said, oh, you mean the bloke who takes giant black in his...
Come
and they
on.
Dump giant the...
Oh, Sean, come on.
And I said, that's the fella.
Wow. Well, here's what entertainmentweekly.com said about this picture, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You just tell me if you have any issue with anything they've said here. It's an underfed, overblown fiasco devoid of the geek joy and inspired imagination of the comics.
Speaking of underfed, have you eaten any today, Bean?
John, we're talking about your movie here. This has anything to do with me or Kevin.
I'm talking about your Everyone has something to talk about, don't they?
Why is it that automatically everyone is gay if they say anything that upsets you?
Because anyone who says anything against me is gay.
Wow. I see.
So Entertainment Weekly, gay?
Gay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, listen, the girl's back.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. How's it going?
How did the manicure and pedicure turn out?
Beautiful. Thank you, Sean.
Good. She was just out of the room.
Enjoy yourself and do a squat. On a fire hydrant.
She was just out of the room for a second, Sean. You don't have to attack like that.
Not long enough, apparently, for my taste.
Sean.
Wow. Well, do you have any thoughts on the two movies that beat yours for the worst? Superman 4?
Superman 4.
Quest for Peace, right? That was number two.
God, glad that cripple's dead.
Oh, wow, Sean. That Christopher Reeve was beloved by all.
No, by all, obviously. I just called him a cripple.
You did, yeah.
And the number one on the list of the worst comic book movies of all time is Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone.
Well, that Stallone can't lick my
Wow.
James Bond could still kick Rocky's ass today. Two old guys squatting off in the ring.
I'm going to go with no on that one.
Really? I'm going to go with you.
All right, listen, it sounds like you're having a great time there, so we're going to run.
Where am I?
And let you to it. I don't know.
Why do you think I'm having so much fun?
It just sounds like you're a laugh a minute. That's
I'm
all.
Angry.
Oh, that's right.
That's not fun.
I don't know what's fun for you.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
All right, we got to go.
Who gave you this job?
We have to go.
You're horrible at it.
I know. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ralph Garman joins us in the studio with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Reality show news. This is a bad idea. VH1 has announced they're doing a spin-off of Flavor of Love, Rock of Love, and I Love New York, and combining it into one show.
Okay.
It's a lot of love.
It's called I Love Money.
And you're
instead,
serious?
Yes. And instead of having any sort of celebrity component, there'll be no Brett Michaels, no Flava Flav. The new love that the contestants will be finding will be money. And so all failed competitors on those previous three shows will be appearing on this show, completing competitions and challenges in order to pursue cash prizes.
Yeah!
That sounds horrible.
Okay.
They're just out. They are just out.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
So I guess they'll take the worst of the cast-offs of those shows and put them on television, having them compete for money and yelling at each other.
And fighting.
Yeah. Fighting. Same. Right. Jersey's a bitch. Ohio's a punk. Ohio is a punk, by the way.
Ohio is a punk. If there's a state that's a punk, Ohio. It's Ohio.
Goddamn Ohio.
Let's be honest.
Harrison Ford's doing a lot of press these days, talking, of course, about the upcoming Indiana Jones film, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. By the way, Crystal Skull was a move I used to do back in college.
Oh, is that right?
Made the ladies very happy.
Interesting.
Yeah. But whenever anyone talks to Harry Ford, they always have to bring up, of course, Han Solo, his sure. legendary character from the Star Wars films. And he tells, or retells a story, I've heard this before, but an interesting interview with AbsoluteNow.com, he talks about the fact that he desperately lobbied with George Lucas to have Han Solo killed in Return of the Jedi.
Really? Nice.
Yeah. Please kill me off. Please kill me off, he said. He just found the role sort of boring and didn't serve the story very well and thought Han Solo was pretty dumb.
Yeah.
And so he said, just kill me off. And that's why they froze him in the carbonite.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So they could decide whether to thaw him out or not in the next one. But George decided to bring Han back. You know why? Not for any sort of artistic reasons. Because George didn't want to stop making the toys and action figures of Han Solo for the third film.
Really?
It would have cost him a boatload of money in sales if they didn't have the Han Solo characters.
No kidding.
So that was the artistic decision George Lucas made.
Well, it's clear that as he went along, the artistic decisions got smaller and smaller.
Yes. Three words for you. Jar, Jar, and Binks.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you need to know. FHM Magazine has announced its top 100 sexiest women of the year. They do this yearly in their magazine. Here are the top 10 of the top 100. Kate Beckinsale, number 10.
Sure.
Number 9, Blake Lively. She is from Gossip Girl over on the CW. Trisha Helfer, who plays Six the Cylon on Battlestar Galactica. It's number 8. Hilary Duff, number 7.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a muted,
maybe.
Muted bell.
Maybe.
Emmanuel Siriki? Chiriki? Chiriku?
No idea.
Don't know
Chiriquai?
Her?
Jamiroquai?
She's a whore, okay?
All I know is she's hot and she's on Entourage, plays E's girlfriend on that.
Oh,
Sloan.
That's who it is.
Yes. Scarlett Johansson was 5. Alicia Cuthbert was 4. Two Jessicas are 3 and 2. Alba and Belle. Beale, rather. Alba and Beale. Mm-hmm. And number 1.
Yes?
Transformers actress Megan Fox. Who I saw a photo of, by the way.
Yeah.
For this list. And she's nutty good looking.
Oh, yeah.
She sure
Oh, yeah.
Is.
I would do everything to her. I would wreck that chick.
Just to give you some perspective, here's how some of the others, some of our other favorites ranked on the 100 list.
Okay.
I'll just pick some out, some interesting ones. Hayden Panettiere was 11. Right there, right bubbling under the top 10.
Nothing wrong with that.
Except for...
Hilary Duff is ahead of her.
Hilary Duff.
Yeah, I know.
That's outrageous, yeah.
Angelina Jolie was 12. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan!
Was 16. Kim Kardashian was 17.
Okay.
Karen Diaz was 18.
Mm. Wrong.
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 Where, to give you some perspective, Catherine McPhee was 38 on the list.
Oh, wow.
Cameron Diaz, 18.
Wow. Yeah, that's
now it's
up.
Just name recognition.
Yeah.
Dave wants to know if Miss Bell made the list. Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell?
Yeah, did she make the list? Is she in the 100?
I don't have the whole 100 here in front of me. I just got some selected.
Because she ought to be.
She should be. Britney Spears, by the way, was at the bottom of the list at 100.
She shouldn't even be on the list.
Maybe she'd be the 100th.
No.
Come on, Kevin, have
a
heart.
You need to jettison her from that list.
Have a heart.
She can get hot again.
You could find 100 women hotter than Britney Spears in an hour if you walked outside the studios right now.
Vanessa Hudgens was 26, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't buy that at all.
No.
I just saw a picture of her yesterday. I was like, she looks like a way less hot Mila Kunis.
Is she on the list? Like
Mila Kunis, if she had like a really bad car accident and they had to kind of put her face back together and she healed up okay and the scarring wasn't too bad, that's what Vanessa Hudgens looks like.
I think Vanessa's cute. She's not insanely hot, though, by any stretch of the imagination.
Incorrect.
And Mila Kunis, Lisa is so right, by the way. Mila Kunis in the Forgetting Sarah Marshall movie has turned into Angelina Jolie. I mean, I don't know how it happened, but they flipped a switch on her. But now she's unbelievable.
She's always been beautiful.
You got to see her in this movie.
Well, I've never seen her like this.
On that 70s show. She was just
she was very
stunning.
Cute.
And in person, twice as hot. Because, you know, she does the voice of Meg over in Family Guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So once in a while, I'll run into her in the waiting room while people are waiting to go in and do voices. And she could not be just more stunning in person and more charming.
Yeah.
Very sweet girl.
And do you you talk to her, Ralph?
I do talk to her, yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you want, Bean?
What are you fishing for?
I want to hear what Ralph's game is.
I don't have any game. She's just a girl working on the same show as me. We talk about, you know, her dogs and stuff, and we just have chatter and just chit-chat.
Dude, you got to go for it. I'm just saying.
No, I don't.
You know Mila Kunis. You got to try to hit that. Come on.
No, actually, I don't.
I'm
happily married, and she's dating Macaulay Culkin.
You struggle.
She's not dating Macaulay Culkin,
yes,
is she?
Yes,
Well, then you've got a responsibility to America to break that up.
Her and Mac are very happy together.
You are a failure, then, if that's the case. I didn't know she was dating Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, if it's up to me to step in between every hot chick and douchebag in America, I got to quit because it'd be a full-time job.
You got to do what you can, Ralph. That's
first,
all.
I got to go over to Psycho Mike's house.
No, that's true.
That is first. Charity begins at home.
I'm just saying, you're in the waiting room with Mila Kunis. You have a responsibility for those of us who aren't to go for it.
I think that ground has been covered and well trampled on. I think we've got that established.
I'm just saying.
At 8 o'clock. Just trying to move it along now.
You fail.
Natalie Portman is the greenest celebrity in the world.
In the world?
In the world. She kicks Cameron Diaz's ass, Leonardo DiCaprio, Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, David Beckham, Elizabeth Hurley. All those people.
What's she doing? Why is she so green?
She was given an award on the environmental website grist.org.
Oh, that's a good one.
For being the greenest celebrity in the world. Here's why. Not only does she pimp low-energy light bulbs, not only has she launched a shoe line that does not use any animal products, but she has recently spent time in Rwanda saving gorillas.
Today, I'm so excited.
Suck on that! Leonardo DiCaprio.
Saving gorillas is green?
With your solar power limo, whatever the hell you drive. She's saving gorillas.
What about the dude that pedals a bike so his wife can take a shower or whatever?
Poor Ed Begley Jr.
What about that guy?
Poor Ed Begley Jr. cannot catch a break when it comes to recognition as the green celebrity.
That guy's been green for 30 years.
Yes, but has he saved any gorillas in Rwanda?
No, he has not.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
By the way,
he goes outside to cook his food on a solar-powered grill, and he doesn't win.
Natalie Portman should not be hanging out with gorillas in Rwanda, by the way. Just a bad idea.
Yeah.
Just ask Randy Miller's Predators in Action up there with Rusty the bear.
Okay.
Yeah. Just don't hang with wild animals. Just leave them be. Leave them alone. Give them a wide berth is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Steer clear.
Don't be in the
same
space.
Stand clear of their toboggan is what I'm asking
toboggans?
Of you.
Yes.
Good advice.
Right.
Today's celebrity birthday is Kelly Clarkson of American Idol, 26 years old. Today, Melinda Clark from The O.C. is 39. Jamin Ansu from Blood Diamond, Amistad, and...
he's an amazing actor.
Yeah, in America. He was terrific in America. And in Never Back Down, he was... Oh, wait a minute. Take his SAG card away. He's 44 years old today. Actor Michael O'Keefe, from Roseanne, but most famously perhaps from Caddyshack, is 53 years old today. Barbara Streisand, 66. Shirley MacLaine is 74. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Speaking of Jack Johnson, I know we got some hardcore Jack Johnson fans who have been listening this week, and we've received quite a few emails from people who are dying to go, and I've ignored most of them, frankly. But Carlos's email, I really have so many questions about that I wanted to get him on the air, because he sent us a story yesterday that involved the police and a pregnant woman and Omaroki. I didn't even follow really the thread of his story, and it sounds like it may be interesting. So we asked Carlos to join us on the air here this morning. Good morning, Carlos. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Morning, Lisa.
So you were somewhere yesterday and somehow, well, why don't you just pick up the story and tell us in English what it is you were trying to tell us in your email.
This was Tuesday morning when you guys were doing the Omaroki.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, dude.
I work over in Orange County, but I live in Marietta.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
wow.
I'm driving off the 91 to the 15, and I hear that, you know, you guys are going to do the contest if I put up with the torture of Omar singing.
Yeah.
Right. Now let me stop you right there, dude, because for people who have not heard that, yeah, that's a game where Omar sings lyrics to, in this case, Jack Johnson songs, and then the listener trying to win tickets has to identify what song he's doing. But there's very little relation between what Omar sings and what the actual song sounds like.
It sounds identical to what...
I mean, it's almost like you've not only never heard Jack Johnson's music before, you've never heard any music before, the way you sing.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, that's not what I meant to play this.
Look at your watch now. You're a super hot female. You got a $1 million contract.
Exactly.
And you're still waiting for your hot track. So it sounds just like Gwen Stefani.
All right, so you were driving in your car coming home from work.
Yeah.
You heard us say we were going to play Omaroki. Then what?
So as I'm going, I hear it. And obviously, I could get up to Lake Elsinore, and I'll still get K-Rock pretty staticky.
Right.
So as soon as I heard you guys were going to do the contest, I just immediately pulled off to the shoulder of the freeway.
Okay.
Never really looked, to be honest with you, and pull my phone out, start dialing, and somebody taps on my window. I look over, and it's a highway patrol officer sitting up there.
What did you do that was illegal?
I went from the fast lane all the way to the shoulder within a matter of, you know, nothing. So.
You were in the fast lane, and you just cut everyone off and went over to the shoulder.
Well, I thought nobody was there. I mean,
not that he looked.
Let me just say something. In Los Angeles, that's a pretty good assumption because there's never anyone there.
It's not LA though. It's Riverside. And it's deep into the outskirts of it. So,
all right. Okay. So you pull over. The cop pulls up. What do you tell him?
He pretty much tells me what was I thinking. He looks pretty upset, and I tell him the story. I mean, it's either lie to the guy or tell him the truth. I figured, you know what? I'll just tell the truth, and I tell him, "Hey, man, I just want to win these tickets. I don't get K-Rock." And he just kind of looks at me like I'm full of it. Goes back, starts pulling out his pad. I guess he pulls up calls to get my license plate number.
Sure, check
sure
it
I
out.
Got no warrants.
Right.
And comes back, and he starts writing up the ticket. And I'm sitting there, and the radio's still on. And I don't know what song was on. And as soon as it finishes, you guys start saying, "Hey, we're back. We're about to do this Omaroki." And he stops, and he leans into the window of my truck, and he kind of looks in, and he smiles, and he goes, "Now pulls back, and he, well, aren't you going to call?" And I look at him, and I'm like,
"Oh, so now he believed your story and he wanted to give you time to call?"
Well, yeah, he stops. I mean, he's
That's pretty cool.
He stops and he's like, "Aren't you going to call?" And I'm all right. So I start dialing. And I dial a couple times. Obviously, the line's busy. And he goes, "Here, give me the number. Let me try." So he pulls out his own cell phone.
Carlos, were you showing cleavage or something? Why was he so nice to you?
You know, I have no idea.
He was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Guy. Let me dial, he said.
Yeah, so he's up there dialing with me, and we're both sitting up there. And I'm hoping, man, if I could get through, this is going to be a great story.
Yeah, but then you'd have to take him. You know? You'd have to take him to the show.
I'd probably take my wife to the breakfast, and I'd take him to the show. I don't think my wife could be at the handle the whole
because
show,
she's 8 months pregnant.
She's due any day now.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. All right. So the officer's trying to dial in now, and you're sitting there in your car wondering what the hell's next. And then what happens? You don't get through, right?
We don't get through, and he just kind of, you know, looks at me, and he goes, "Well, tough luck," and goes, "Just next time, make sure you're careful. Don't do this again."
Oh, how cool is that?
Next time, make sure you're careful and send me on.
So no ticket.
No ticket.
CHP rules in that particular instance.
Kidding.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool guy.
So, sorry, dude. Talk to you later.
So, what's the deal with Prego here? You're going to leave her behind and take your girlfriend to breakfast with Jack Johnson if you can go, or what's your plan?
No, I'll take my wife. She's a huge fan. Literally right now, obviously, she's 8 months pregnant. So, yeah, she's a big fan.
Now, can you promise she won't have a baby?
You know what?
We don't need that nonsense.
I think it'd be awesome to have a kid right there. I mean, if you guys are pretty wasted and drunk and stuff, somebody helps me deliver.
It would not be awesome for you, your wife, to give birth at Breakfast with Jack Johnson. Let me just take that out of your head. No,
honestly,
not awesome.
I don't see Bean or myself helping with that.
No.
No.
Gotta be honest. No, I'm a little queasy with that.
We may get Alex to boil water or something, but that's about all we've got in our power. Well, listen, dude, that's a fantastic story, and I appreciate your effort. And we can hook you up if you guys want to come, you know, come out and join us. We can make that happen if you'd like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know she's been up since actually 7 in the morning out with my kids waiting off the 215 trying to get K-Rock. So I just want to say hi to my boys and my wife.
Well, send her home.
What a shame. We got people in cars that have to pull over all over Los Angeles because they can't get our radio station.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
We are just effing lame. Wow.
Yeah, so we'd love to go if you guys could.
You have two kids already and you're having a third?
Oh, yeah, this is our third boy.
That's Riverside for you right there, man. They don't know when to say no.
Now, we have hotel for tonight. We have breakfast tickets for tomorrow. And we have Coachella for tomorrow. Doesn't sound like she can make all that, though.
You know, we take the breakfast. It's no big deal. It'd be just fun to go out there. I'm not really sure what time Jack Johnson comes on. I mean, it'd probably be something we sit around in the room waiting or kill time and then just head out to the concert itself and hear him and then come back. I'm not really sure.
That's kind of a waste of a Coachella ticket, though, dude. The set list you can find at krock.com. You can find out when he goes on. I think it's 9 or 10-ish. I don't know. But the set lists are at krock.com, so you can find out. But if you're going to use the tickets for Coachella, we'll give them to you. If not, we'll just let you in the breakfast.
If you guys hook us up, we'll make it to the concert itself. Unless she goes into delivery.
That's not a good enough thing, man.
We'll go.
We need a promise. We need a promise.
I promise.
He said he'd go.
I'm sure she's sitting in the truck right now yelling, promise. She's way out.
Yeah. Hey, idiot, tell him we'll go.
Yeah, we'll go. We'll make it.
We'll blow it now.
Okay. All right.
All right, Carlos. We'll put you on hold for 1 second so you can talk to Miss Cleo and get all the information from her. But I'm glad you wrote. Congratulations on getting out of a ticket. And we'll see you tomorrow at the breakfast, okay?
Cool, guys. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You bet.
Again, Coachella you can watch, too, by the way, all weekend long by going to krock.com. And AT&T Blue Room is broadcasting that. And they do a great job. Really high-quality video and audio.
Yeah.
So that's
pretty
cool.
We are very close to the end of our ticket allotment, obviously, because the breakfast is upon us. But if you're a big-time Jack Johnson fan and you want to go, you can call right now. Unfortunately, it's not quite as bad as Omaroki, but it's close.
Very close.
Play the Orchestra de la Raza. But if you know Jack Johnson's music and you want to join us, 1-800-520-1067. And if you're going to be out at Coachella this weekend, we've got some good advice for you, too.
The Coachella Valley Board of Tourism presents another in an ongoing series of How to Survive the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Chapter 31, Bowels and Bladders. Going to the bathroom can be half the adventure while attending Coachella. Okay, 3/4 of the adventure. Maybe 91% of the adventure. Lines at the porta-potties can be quite long. In fact, last year, the end of one porta-potty line was actually discovered to be in the small seaside town of Pennsauken, New Jersey. So, get in line early. Actually, get in line before you have to go. Get in line now, or glue your poopy hole shut. Enjoy the Coachella Valley Music and Art Festival. And as we say here at the Board of Tourism, try not to die.
Tomorrow morning, we will be doing our breakfast with Jack Johnson at this time.
I hear the disgust in your voice, just like I feel, as we introduce, yet once again, Orchestra de la Raza.
I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And with our powers combined, we are El Orchestra de la Raza. Si se puede!
That's what I'm saying.
That's what we're saying.
All right, you guys are standing by. The Orchestra de la Raza is prepared to wow us with Jack Johnson songs. That's on the menu for today, right?
That's right, brah.
That's right, brah.
Island style, brah.
Surfing.
Barney's. All right, North Shore, poi.
You guys don't sound very islandy. Got to be honest.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Now, these are the last tickets that we have to give away, but we're not going to do a drawing. We can do one per contestant.
Awesome.
So if you listen through this Orchestra de la Raza, and you can guess which Jack Johnson song it is, which is highly unlikely.
Mm-hmm.
you'll get the tickets for tonight, the hotel, tomorrow morning, the breakfast, and tomorrow's Coachella.
Sweet.
Let's begin with Jordan in Upland. Good morning, Jordan.
Hi, good morning.
This is going to be painful.
Well,
sorry.
First of all, you've already survived the intro, so the most painful part of it is over. Now you got to listen up as the orchestra tries to do a Jack Johnson song, then just tell us what the title is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, good, gentlemen. That's fine.
Can I guess?
Jordan, if you're going to... Yeah, what's your guess, Kevin?
All of them.
Jordan, if you're going to get it... Yes, go ahead.
Sounds vaguely familiar. I'm going to go with... Better Together?
Flake! Oh, it was Flake. I'm sorry. This is what we're looking for.
Okay.
You know what, though? We didn't tell Jordan that it was that they're not necessarily doing the tune. They're not necessarily doing the...
Yeah, it sounded just like the song, though. Yeah, nice try, right. Jordan. Thank you anyway. 1-800-520-1067. Maybe Danny in L.A. will have better luck with the Orchestra de la Raza. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, what's up, Kennedy?
All right, Danny, just so you know, they're not necessarily doing the singing part. They're doing the instrumental part. So
okay, hopefully it's good.
Good luck with that.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4. Bubble toes.
Yes! How about that?
He got bubble toes from that.
That's because we're awesome, bro.
And you saved us from having to hear the rest of it. Yes, please stop. Listen, dude, we'll see you tomorrow at Breakfast with Jack Johnson.
Nicely cool. Done, man. Let's go to Megan in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Megan.
Morning, guys. Morning, Kevin and Dean.
You ready for your Orchestra de la Raza?
I hope so.
Good luck. I think she said it.
I think she did too. Megan, well done.
Let us finish, brah.
No, no, don't. That was pretty close, guys.
Yeah, we're awesome. We're
yes,
rad.
You got tickets for the breakfast tomorrow morning, and you got a hotel tonight, and you got tickets for Coachella on Friday. Congratulations.
See you there.
She's just excited about talking to the Orchestra de la Raza.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I do.
Dare we go on? Do we have to do more? Gus in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Are you ready for your song?
I sure am.
Orchestra de la Raza. Wait, can I guess? All of them. I'm sorry, Gus, say it again, please. You mean the one that somebody already won with?
Yes,
it's not Bubble Toes.
Sorry, that's this one. That's Upside Down. That's pretty close, by the way.
Yeah, that was all right, guys.
Yeah, that was all right.
Of course it is. We're awesome.
Yeah, sure. Let's go to Chris in Huntington Beach. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, how's it going?
Okay. Very good, thank you.
Hey, Chris, before you hear your song from the orchestra, I'm going to tell you, it's not Bubble Toes, okay?
Okay, I'll remember.
Okay.
Or Flake, or If I Had Eyes, or Upside Down. Here we go.
Got it.
Tomorrow morning?
No, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow morning, you won't be there.
Yeah. Here's good people.
This is good people. Sorry. That's pretty good, too, by the way.
Somewhere, Bobby McFerrin is weeping. All right, we just have time for one more contestant, one more chance at Breakfast with Jack Johnson for you, and it's going to be Hondo from Highland Park.
Hey, Hondo.
What's up, fellas?
All right, Hondo, here's your song, Orchestra de la Raza.
Boom, boom, tick, wicka, 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 boom, boom, tick, w
I'm sorry to say it again, Hondo.
I didn't hear that clearly, Hondo. You might want to rethink it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, better together?
Banana pancakes?
Banana pancakes?
No, it wasn't. It was sitting, waiting, wishing.
Which one?
Sitting, waiting, wishing.
Come on, Hondo.
Dude, Hondo.
Nice try, though.
We need a breakfast with the Orchestra de la Raza.
We don't. First of all, we don't.
Yeah, brah.
And second of all, congratulations to Megan and Danny, and we'll see everybody out there.
Let's go surfing.
Tomorrow morning.
Shroup it.
And thank you for playing Orchestra de la Raza.
We are El Orchestra de la Raza. Si se puede!
So we got this thing called the Afro Line, and it's really just an answering machine. But you can call it at any time, day or night, and leave a message for us to play back on the air. It's 323-520-AFRO. And what are people calling about today?
Well, response to the tip jars was overwhelming. We talked to a K-Rock listener who is really tired of the tip jars, and now they're showing up in fast food restaurants. He went to a KFC and saw one. He's very upset about that. He was ready to fight everyone, if I recall correctly.
Tip jars are ridiculous for this fact. Hobos, transients, derelicts all have so-called tip jars. Only they hold theirs in their hand. But anybody would be willing to give them a dollar walking down the street?
Probably.
Give Hobo Jim there a dollar? Didn't think so.
Well, I think that I'm no fan of the tip jars either, but I think the difference is that the hobo's not really doing anything for you. He's just begging. I think the thought is that the tip jar is there because you're receiving service from somebody behind a counter, right?
Yes.
This call was clearly edited to change the content.
I love hearing Psycho Mike laugh in the background. This makes my day.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But, and then he went on to say, wow, does it drive me crazy?
I'm sure.
Nope.
If you are bold enough to advertise on the Kevin and Bean Show, this is the quality of listener that you will be speaking to.
Kevin and Freehold.
He's still celebrating 420. I think it's a week-long thing for him.
Marijuana. Marijuana, get high.
See what he did with that? He changed it right at the end to say get high.
I like it.
How creative is that? We were talking about people who wear white pants.
Yeah.
We found out that Miss Cleo wears white pants all the time.
Yes.
And we had a guy, a friend of ours, who had a theory that every girl who wears white pants is into the back door action.
Yeah.
That's what this call's about.
Bean wears white pants for the rest of his life now.
All right.
Wow.
That's what you say. Earlier this morning, the King of Mexico called in as he was following a car chase. I was very excited by that because I love car chases. Bean, not so excited. He didn't understand why anybody would want to follow.
Turn Bean's effing mic off. What do you mean, why would you chase a car chase? I might stop and the guy might get shot by like 20 cops. You want to miss that? Because I don't.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's how this morning's ended up. I'm sorry to say.
That's too bad.
Hey, this message is for Dave, the King of Mexico. I just wanted to remind you of something, and that was that Jericho is canceled. Jericho is canceled. No more Jericho for you, Mexico King.
Remember when we talked to Lieutenant Sulu about his appearance on the Celebrity Talents, Hidden Talents
something
of Celebrities?
Like that, yeah.
And he had that wonderful song to sing.
How great is male ass?
His big country hit, right?
How great is riding male ass with no handlebars? No handlebars. By the way, riding male ass with no handlebars, opening the Coachella.
That doesn't work with every grouping of words. Unfortunately.
No.
I have some complaints for you guys.
Right.
One, where the hell is my Earth Day spoof? Two, why the hell haven't we heard the Kevin Bean theme song?
Don't know what you're
talking
about.
I'm going to keep complaining. I mean, what are you guys going to do? Spoon me to death?
Oh, dear God.
Wow.
By the way, Omar has apologized. He did drop the ball on Earth Day Spooks. I know a lot of people were looking forward to it. A lot of people were disappointed.
No one was
it did not happen.
I'm
telling you, we got a lot of emails.
We didn't
a lot
get
of
any
Afro
emails. No
we
Afros.
Did. I'm telling you, I was forwarding them to Omar. People were very disappointed that there was no Earth Day Spooks. So he definitely dropped the ball on that. I don't know what's going on with the Kevin and Bean team song. I know it's still available at KROQ.com. People are still downloading it, but we haven't played it in a while.
Yeah. Uh-huh. For good reason. One thing everyone can agree on, though, is the love of the handlebar song.
I can scratch my butt and then pick my nose, then bite my nails, put it between my toes,
if you bastards keep playing that damn song, I'm going to go down to the station, pick Rodney up by his ankles, and beat every single one of you to death with him.
I got to be honest. I would want to go that way, wouldn't you?
Yes.
That's way up there on my list of how I want to die, is get beat to death with Rodney. Honestly, that'd
be
awesome.
Make the news, that's for sure.
Come on down, buddy. We're off the air at 10. Just after the top of the hour, another in-depth Kevin and Bean investigative report as we delve deep into the story of the balloon priest.
No!
And what happened?
Jesus Christ,
call
no!
Brazil and find
Does this mean we get to call another country?
Yep, we call Brazil.
Oh, that's fantastic.
What
I love that.
What's wrong with
and
you?
And find out what happened to the balloon priest.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of that.
Nothing will come from
How
this.
How dare you suggest
nothing
that?
Nothing but wasted time and more listeners for Big
These
Boy.
These are investigative reports, dude. This is we're delving into the heart of the matter here.
Delve into my ass.
Oh! Ralph, we have been very hot lately.
You had one guy that you had to set up previously who contacted you to call him, and it took you 25 minutes to get a hold
of
him.
We have been on fire.
No, you have not.
I'm just saying, why don't you just hold your tongue and wait and see how it goes when we dial Brazil coming up after
you hold my...
Nope. Can't do that.
8:56, time for the final showbiz beat of the day. What's going on?
Maybe the final showbiz beat. Let's forget about the day part. Maybe I just cannot continue.
Why don't you wait and see?
With a show that continues to pursue...
Brilliance.
Mediocrity.
Oh, no, we already got that.
No, hardly. Have you ever heard your show?
We're not even mediocre?
No, you're shooting for mediocre.
Oh, that's
but
sad.
Instead, you're calling Brazil.
I'm swinging for the fence, man. You don't stop swinging because you got a couple of foul balls. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. What I heard about you. Got a couple of foul balls. Well, all right, let's talk about movies, shall we?
Okay.
Here's this thing. There's a director named David O. Russell. Are you familiar with this dude?
No.
Oh, yeah, he did Three Kings.
He did. He also directed I Heart Huckabees.
Okay.
He's an asshole.
Okay.
Okay.
Why?
And because invariably there is a story from a set involving an actor getting in a fight with him.
Oh.
Every time.
Every time that works. George Clooney had a fist fight with him during the filming of Three Kings.
Wow.
Okay.
Because he started to berate one of the extras so badly, Clooney said, I can't take it anymore.
Oh,
and stood up for him. Lily Tomlin. You ever seen that clip on YouTube of Lily Tomlin fighting with him on the set of Heart of the Huckabees?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah.
She just goes off on him. And he storms off the set and he starts throwing props around and everything. The guy's just a real prick by all accounts.
Okay.
Well, the latest story of him fighting with an actor comes from the set of the movie Nailed, starring James Caan. Legendary James Caan. The guy's been an actor for, seriously, like 50 years.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he worked
and
with,
a good one.
He worked with John Wayne, of course, in the Godfather movies. He was very good on Las Vegas, the TV series on NBC. He's just been around forever. By all accounts, a pretty good guy and a real pro. Well, they had a disagreement to the point where James Caan has walked off the film. He's left the cast of the movie.
Wow.
The argument was over a cookie.
No, it wasn't. What do you mean a cookie?
A cookie.
Which one of them could have it?
No, there was a scene, apparently, where James Caan's character chokes to death on a cookie.
Okay.
And David O. Russell said, you're not coughing enough. I need you to cough and gag while you're choking to death on this cookie. And Caan rightly told him, if I was choking to death on the cookie, I wouldn't be able to cough.
Right.
Right.
You'd be blocking your...
There's no air coming out of your side because you can't cough when you're choking to death. That's the problem. If you could cough, you could cough it up. Well, Russell told him to shut up and do what he was told. And Caan said, if I'm supposed to die, I'm not going to cough on this. I have to have a choke to death. I'll give you choke to death, but I have to do it the right way. They had a big flare-up, and Caan said, you know what? F this. Walked off the set and out of the movie. Not doing it anymore.
Wow.
Oh,
over a
gosh.
Cookie. Over choking on a cookie.
Wow.
That's entertainment. You're an idiot asshole!
Showbiz right there.
He said David O. Russell.
Right.
That's good stuff right there. I love that kind of stuff. Mariah Carey, she's looking good these days. Have you seen her?
She is.
Yes.
Very much so.
The good news is she's still nuts.
Oh, good. She's crazy?
Yeah, I was afraid once she started looking good and performing well and selling a lot of records again, she would be less crazy.
You can't
diet crazy
away.
Apparently you can't. 38-year-old singer has announced she is never having a baby.
Well, that's good.
That's probably good news.
Yeah. Wait to hear why.
Because she's crazy.
She said having a baby would leave her feeling violated.
What?
I guess she doesn't want anything inside her.
Oh, please.
Wait a second. For 9 months. Please, okay. More than like an hour at a time. She said it comes from traumatic stuff that happened to her during her youth.
She's a whore,
that's
okay?
That's her quote, traumatic stuff. Traumatic. It's hard to have kids in this world, she said. Not really. People have them every day.
But she shouldn't. I mean, this is good.
But she would believe having a baby would make her be violated.
You
know, the baby doesn't have to crawl up there first to get into the womb and then come out again. You know, it's not that traumatic. They start there, Mariah.
It's one way, right.
It's okay.
Yeah. Whore.
She could also adopt, by the way, if she has a fear of childbirth.
No!
She could still have a child.
Then
if
they'd
she
be
wanted.
Violating her home. Yeah, kids well. Being there all the time. I just thought that was funny. And speaking of celebrities with babies, Jennifer Lopez, of course, a new mom to twins.
Sure.
She announced yesterday, that she is going to have a new TV series on TLC, the cable channel.
I hope it's a reality show.
It is a reality show, Kevin.
Excellent.
But
it
why?
It will be a docuseries, she says, that will focus on how a producer, a singer, an actress, a woman who has created her own new fragrance, balances all of that with the motherhood of twins.
Isn't she extraordinarily private now in her life, now that she's married to Mark Anthony? She never, ever goes anywhere. There's never tabloid. There's never paparazzi. She just shuns all of that now because she learned her lesson as to what happened last time. Why would she put herself through this?
Well, she gets to control it, first of all. Yeah, and she gets to promote everything from her fragrance line to her records to her movies.
And I think she's been that private partly also because that's what her husband wants. He's that private. She probably is missing the limelight a little bit.
I'm looking forward to sharing this exciting journey together, Jennifer Lopez said, of showing how she's a mom to her kids with her fans.
I think it's going to be an infomercial.
The president of TLC, the cable channel, says Jennifer is unbelievably passionate about life. And will be an incredible role model for our audience.
Oh. Whore.
Dude. This blows me away on television. We've got so many reality shows. There's so many of these shows that take cameras and follow people around. You got the Kardashians. You got Kimora Lee Simmons. There's so many reality shows like this that you would think after a point it would just reach saturation on television.
You guys, I think we should bail out of this right now.
You wouldn't be able to have any more room for any more shows like this on television, broadcast networks, or cable. You'd think it would just be all full up.
Ralph, make your point.
Do they do it then?
I guess what I'm saying, Bean, is when it comes to even reality shows, there's always room for J-Lo!
Yay!
Oh, sweet.
That was so good. That felt good. Sweet. That was strong.
That did not feel good at all.
That was sweet.
I enjoyed that.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
That was a breath of fresh mountain air
That's like being in the desert, walking around and getting for that first cool sip of spring water.
No, it's nothing like that.
That's exactly.
A little stale.
Energized.
A little stale.
Energized. Now I know the call to Brazil is going to go great because nothing can dampen my enthusiasm for this program now.
Today's celebrity birthday is Kelly Clarkson, the original American Idol. She is 26 years old.
No one enjoys that.
I agree.
Melinda Clark from the OC.
Oh.
Yeah, one of our favorites. She is 39. Jamin Hunsu. From Blood Diamond, Amistad, Never Back Down.
Which one of those doesn't fit?
Kimora Lee Simmons' pants.
Ouch.
Wow.
He is 44 years old today. Actor Michael O'Keefe from Caddyshack and Roseanne turns 53. Barbara Streisand is 66. And Shirley MacLaine, crazy person. An actress is 74 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Stop yelling. What is wrong with you?
Because you know it sucks that you have to cheat.
9/11, Kevin and Bean show on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KRQ.
It's 9/11 all over again. That's what it is.
It's time for the balloon priest, people.
Not cheating. We're going to call a random phone number in Brazil.
You're not.
We don't have any control over who answers.
Here's the thing, ass, because you didn't know I was still in the room when you were doing your show from Whore Island. Like, Kevin, does Ralph know we set up somebody? We have a listener in Brazil. We're going to talk to him, pretend like it's just a random number.
How dare you suggest that?
And I said, see, you guys know it suck when you make these random calls to countries, so you have to fix it by calling some listeners and pretending like it's
How
somebody you're calling at
dare
random.
You suggest we would do that? Here's the news
you
story
sad.
Of the crazy balloon priest.
The 42-year-old Roman Catholic priest wanted to break the record for the most hours flying with helium balloons, currently 19. butt freak winds took him out to sea, and he hasn't been seen since.
Nice.
Oh,
I want her to do news for us, by the
way. This is a priest that was trying to raise money somehow from this stunt for a truck stop.
Sure. Every priest needs one, wants a good truck stop.
And apparently these balloons are not...
one near an elementary school.
These are not the kind of balloons that you think of that people go up and float over like around the world.
It's not a hot air balloon.
These are party balloons.
Right.
So the guy hooks up to party balloons. He's wearing a helmet, a thermal suit, and a parachute. And he takes off. And the wind blows him the wrong way. And they find the balloons and they find the seat. But they don't find the guy.
No priest, though.
No priest.
He got blown way off course, I guess, and nobody has seen him since, and they're out looking for him now. And this is a sensational story in Brazil, as you can imagine. This is the beloved Padre who's just trying to raise money for the kids. And that's why we're going to dial a random number
now.
No,
you're not. See, it's not random.
In Sao Paulo.
Usually you do call random numbers, and it's so horrible, and you guys keep denying that it's horrible.
Your negativity is not helping.
Now you've taken to setting up calls and trying to fool me into thinking that it's a random person.
This is random. We have no way of knowing who this is going
to
be.
Suck beyond belief.
Oh, this is turning out to be a total waste of time.
Kevin's like, Bean, I thought we weren't telling Ralph. He's like, I'm not going to tell him. Well, he's here in the room while you're saying that. It's all a setup.
Hello, Kevin and Bean.
Hey! Hello, random caller.
Hey, random Brazilian.
Kevin and Bean are on the phone.
Do you speak English?
Hello, I'm from Brazil. How are you?
You live in Sao Paulo.
No, we are in Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, you're
okay.
In Rio. Okay. So
Sao Paulo,
we were just Sao Paulo. Sorry,
is the city, not Sao Paulo. He plays for the Lakers, doesn't he?
Okay,
Michelle, we were just telling our audience about the very sad story about the priest who has been lost trying to hot air balloon. What do you know about it?
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy priest. Yeah. That once he took he traveled with balloons for 4 hours between Brazil and Argentina.
Okay, and how is he trying to raise money for a truck stop with that?
I don't know who would give money for an absurd idea like that.
Okay.
I don't know.
So he's crazy.
I don't know. It's not a fundraiser for some campaign he's doing, but I'm not sure how would he get some money out of that.
By the way, Michelle is super hot.
You can tell.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's a super hot.
Yeah.
That's basic.
Yeah. Michelle, are you Brazilian?
Yes.
French Bean. Listen to the accent.
How is it you have come to listen to the Kevin and Bean show on K-Rock?
I've been on my honeymoon in California, and then I just listened to you, your radio station while traveling, and we just love it, me and my husband. And then when I come back to Brazil, I listen to it every day at work.
Oh. And you find us both incredibly sexy.
Send you a picture.
And you know it sucks when Kevin and Bean try to call foreign countries and ask them about
how
news stories.
Dare
right?
you? She's in Brazil.
That guy from Chile. I don't know.
See, the guy from Chile was good, bitch.
Yeah, another listener.
Oh, that was another listener.
Who emailed you and said, "Call me so it doesn't suck." Just like Michelle did. She emailed you and said, "Please call me so it doesn't suck."
Michelle was looking out for us. That's true. She emailed us and said, "Hey, I live in Brazil. I know about the story,
and I would like this not to suck.
Call me so you don't suck."
Call me directly.
Yeah. International correspondent.
That's nice.
You're
that's
very
right.
nice.
Now, we do appreciate
Michelle,
it.
What is the media? What are the media saying down there? What do they think went wrong? Just that he got blown off course, and then what happened to him? They think he fell out of the sky, or that he crashed somewhere, or what?
They can't tell the truth because everybody thinks it's ridiculous, it's absurd, no one should ever have done that.
Right.
But they say, "Oh, we're so sorry about the priest," but I think that every journalist is laughing out loud.
Yeah.
There's no way. This isn't true. This can't be true.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean? What do you mean it can't be true? You mean it didn't happen?
No, it happened. But we can believe. We can believe that someone can attach 1,000 balloons and start to make a very high trip. It was about 7 hours flying away from a state to another.
They were literally like multicolored helium balloons.
Yeah.
God.
It looked like a birthday party gone wrong.
This guy's just dumb.
Yeah,
and
he had a GPS equipment and he didn't know how to use it.
Yeah,
good.
He should have had OnStar. He could have hit the button and they could have rescued him.
But that's what's so weird about that. I mean, the fact that he has a satellite phone and the fact that he's an experienced skydiver, he was wearing a parachute. It's just weird that we haven't heard anything from him. That's all.
He's dead. He's trying to raise. He was trying to raise money for a truck stop. He's crazy and dead.
Yeah, that's all.
He's dead.
Absolutely.
All right, random person in Brazil.
Yeah.
Thanks for
that. Okay, anytime you need, you can call me.
All right, we'll call you tomorrow.
I'm Brazilian girl.
All right.
What a lucky call we made to this random caller in Brazil.
This is crazy.
We're not going to tell Ralph, Kevin.
He's standing right here.
Oh, well, I thought he left.
That could have been done better.
All right, Michelle, thank you.
Hello, Ralph. A lot of kisses to you.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Kisses to you, too.
A lot of kisses to you. Thank you, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Or maybe you're just listening in Brazil or Chile or maybe the Congo and you want to check in with the Kevin and Bean Show. We'd love to hear
from
you.
Got to call the Congo, by the way. Penises are going missing.
That's what I hear.
Yep.
Speaking of phone calls, how about O.J. Simpson getting a TV show? Ralph did a story earlier in the week about there's talk that O.J. Simpson is being considered for reals to join the cast of The Celebrity Apprentice, the big hit NBC show that Donald Trump runs. And we had a conversation about he's been pretty much an entertainment pariah. You don't really see them bring him into the booth on Monday Night Football or anything like that. But has enough time passed now where a portion of America would accept him being on television as and look at him as something other than just a cold-blooded murderer?
I don't know. The New York Post, page 6 gossip column is where this came from, and they say that NBC and Donald Trump are really seriously thinking about this because obviously he's got a big celebrity factor, but there's also a lot of heat that comes along with him.
Sure.
Absolutely.
And, but there are always a lot of people who've given him a pass.
Now, who's a bigger whore than Donald Trump, though?
Yeah, true.
Come on, seriously.
Sure. Well, we asked producer Alex to line up the juice, and I believe we have OJ on the phone with us right now from his home in Florida. Good morning, Juice.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
Well, we're good. We see in the New York Post that you have contacted Celebrity Apprentice. You would like to be on the next season.
That's right. That's right. I'd like to take a stab at it.
Okay. That's a poor choice of words, Juice.
I'm sorry. I wasn't even thinking. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I forgot about that whole murder thing.
Right.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people haven't, and a lot of people would be very disappointed in you and in NBC. Well, not. I guess they couldn't be any more disappointed in you than they already are, but they'd be disappointed in NBC and Donald Trump if they were to allow you on television.
Why is that? I mean, how long do I have to pay the social price for this?
Well, I would say forever.
Yeah.
That would be my thing.
Oh, come on. Can't we just let bygones be bygones?
This is bigger than bygones, though, isn't it? I mean, two people are dead.
Yeah, but they would have died eventually anyway.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right.
Maybe
right.
They would have been hit by a bus or something.
Could be.
Maybe if... they get, I don't know, bee stung or something.
Really?
If they go into anaphylactic shock, you don't know what can happen. Yeah.
Now, have you talked to Donald Trump? What does he say about this?
I have talked to Donald. Donald and I are acquaintances.
Uh-huh.
We've seen each other socially before. So I called him up, and I said, I think you need the juice on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Okay.
I think give the show some juice, if you know what I'm saying.
And what did he say?
Well, we're here talking about it now. We're working it out, and I think we may come to some decision that'll work for everybody.
What do you mean you're there talking about it now? You're with
Donald
Trump now?
He's got a place down here in Florida, too, this Mar-a-Lago place he's got.
Uh-huh, right.
So he stopped by, and we're here, you know, hashing out the details to see if we can make this thing work.
Can you put him on?
Yeah, sure. You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Donald, they want to talk to you over here.
Hello?
Donald Trump?
Kevin and Bean, how are you doing?
Well, we're good. We're trying to follow up on this story about O.J. Simpson wanting to be on your Celebrity Apprentice.
I think it's a great idea to have O.J. Simpson, one of the greatest football players in the history of the NFL,
mm-hmm.
one of the highest profile spokesperson in the history of commercial television,
right.
mm-hmm. to have him on the show to be on the Celebrity Apprentice program, one of the greatest television programs ever to be on the broadcast media.
Right. Now, what about the whole, I don't know, he killed the mother of his children and her friend? What about that?
If anything, it proves he's a multitasker. This guy was able to kill two people at once.
Right.
Very few of us, I believe, could even kill one person.
Well,
this guy managed somehow to take his time and to be able to delegate and be able to come to grips with the challenge of having to murder two people at the same time. I think he shows some real initiative.
So that's the kind of skills you think that will help him win the Celebrity Apprentice.
If he becomes my apprentice, let's say I need someone killed.
Right.
Who do I go to? My right-hand man, O.J. Simpson.
I see. Okay.
Let's say I want to get Omarosa killed.
Yeah, which you would.
America would have a different opinion of Orenthal James Simpson if he accomplished that.
True. That is very true, actually.
Would too.
Now, what if I asked him to kill this thing on my head? I have no idea what it is, but it's been stuck to my head for years.
The rug that you call hair?
I cannot get rid of it.
Yeah.
I believe O.J. could cut it off.
Probably.
Well, I'd like to see that. Now, Mr. Trump, you love controversy. I understand that. You're all about ratings. You're all about The Apprentice being successful.
Yes.
But aren't you worried about some sort of a public backlash if you were to give this double murderer employment?
I do television commercials with Martha Stewart.
That's a good point.
Could you hate me any more than you really do?
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Donna.
Let's face it. Murder two people, that's one thing. Be Martha Stewart's a whole nother thing.
That's true. That's a whole nother level of
so
hell.
So I believe America's ready to forgive and forget a few small murders in order to appreciate some quality reality television.
Is there such a thing as a small murder?
All right, maybe not small.
All right.
It was just, but it was medium size at best.
Okay. All right. Well, you've won me over. Now I'm looking forward to it. I'll be tuning in.
My only concern is telling O.J. Simpson, you're fired.
Yeah.
Because then he turned around and say, you're stabbed.
Yeah, that wouldn't go well, would it?
I would not like that.
He would have to win.
It would be a guarantee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. All right, let us talk to O.J. again. Thank you.
All right, 1 second.
All right, bye.
Juice, I want to talk to you.
That's quite a party going on down there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Weird. Kevin and Bean.
So you're going to be on the show, and you're going to win.
No, isn't that great?
Wow, that's something.
I think I'm going to kill on this show.
Is that right?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's once not, again, bad probably, choice of words.
Yeah.
I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
What?
No handlebars.
What?
No handlebars.
Yeah.
That should be the answer part of that song. What the crowd does, man. They go nuts.
I can ride my.
We need an answer song?
What?
With no handlebars.
What?
With no handlebars.
Who cares?
Oh, that's what you would answer, right?
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
This weekend is Championship Off-Road Racing, Saturday and Sunday, the 26th and 27th at the Fairplex in Pomona. We are going to hook you up with tickets for being on Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew right now, 1-800-520-1067. Ralph, we've got some great news for you. Chris is on the line from Los Angeles on line one to get us started here this morning.
All right. Chris, good morning. What to do?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, what's up?
Hey, real quick, I just wanted to mention my father's Gary Owens, and he's up for the mayor of Hollywood. And I'm thinking maybe Ralph would be a good vice mayor. What do you think?
Oh, Gary Owens, legendary broadcaster in Los Angeles, was the announcer on Laugh-In back in the 60s, was the host of Space Ghost, one of my favorite cartoons. Your dad's very talented.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and I just think I know that you're interested in the post, Ralph, and I think you'd be excellent at it.
Yes.
But I'm wondering if you'd consider vice mayor.
No, I'd rather crush your father in an actual election. I'd rather become the honorary mayor of Hollywood without him serving at all.
But what if you lose?
Well, that's not even an option. I'm not considering that.
If you lose, Ralph, then you at least would have the shot at vice mayor.
I will not accept defeat. I am the Hillary Clinton of the honorary mayor of Hollywood.
But vice mayor is the last step before mayor, so you'll set yourself up to run.
That's true.
I don't even know if they have a lieutenant
for
mayor
Al Gore.
Or whatever.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't.
Yeah, right.
My first move, by the way, should I become mayor of Hollywood, is to get Adam West a goddamn star in the Walk of Hollywood, that's for sure.
How does he
what
not
about
have
that?
How does
that's
he
crazy?
Adam West doesn't have
does
a star.
Does not have a star in the Walk of Fame in Hollywood, and that is unacceptable to me, and that just spurs me more to become the honorary mayor of Hollywood.
Now, Chris, are you speaking for your father when you make that offer?
No, I'm not. I'm just a fan of you guys.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, but I could put in a good word, that's for sure.
Are you a campaign manager or something along those lines?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
So, no.
Hey, Chris,
we haven't talked to him in 10 years.
Will you tell him to give me a call? Tell Dad to give me a call. Maybe we'll work out some sort of deal where I can serve under him.
Excellent.
Maybe Ralph will let your dad be vice mayor.
Yeah, maybe I will.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what this call is more
about. All right.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Hey,
one more question, Chris, before you go. Have they announced? I mean, I know that there were some questions how they were going to replace the late Johnny Grant. Have they announced that your dad is at least going to get a piece of being the mayor? I mean, are they going to split it up between him and some other people? That's what we heard.
You know, there's some talks. I just spoke with my father yesterday, and he said there's a lot of discussion about the idea of maybe some ambassadorships taking place as well.
Ambassadorships.
I think it would be kind of cool, too.
Yes.
But right now, it is, I guess, focused more on the single mayor.
I'd love to be the ambassador to Guam from Hollywood. That'd be great.
Psycho Mike could be the ambassador to West Hollywood.
That's right?
Oh! That would be perfect.
All right, Chris. Very good. Thank you for the call, my friend.
Tell your mother I said hello.
I used to do his traffic. He was on KMPC, and I did his traffic. Really?
What does that mean?
And we chatted.
So you could actually be Chris's mom, depending on how we do the math?
Gary has one of the greatest voices ever.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He's one of those guys who sounds like this.
Anthony in Whittier, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Baby Boo, how are you?
I'm good.
What's going on?
I want to know what the deal is with these Asian ladies rolling around San Gabriel Valley with these clear see-through visors covering up their faces.
Bukkake shields.
Yep.
The welder's helmets.
Yeah. And they have, like, these knit gloves that they drive with.
Yeah. I think
what are they afraid of?
I think it's the SGV, man.
I think it's staying out of the sun. That's the whole plan, is that they don't get too much sun.
Yeah. Who's been holding onto their steering wheel that they need gloves?
I don't know the answer to that. That's a good question.
There are a lot of umbrellas, too. Thank you for the call. A lot of umbrellas going around during the sunshiny days.
That's true.
We did tackle that last year, and I think the conclusion was there's some sort of social status in not having much sun on you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Keeping your skin as light as possible.
Let's go to Rob in Mira Loma. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, guys. What it do?
What's going on?
We thought you called to talk to us, Rob.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you go now.
Well, I had called earlier because I'd entered into negotiations with my girlfriend for something, and what it came down to was if I can somehow get tickets to breakfast with Jack Johnson, that she would wear a pair of white pants.
Oh, okay.
She unlocked the back door for you?
Really?
Yeah, that's
white pants equals an open back door, apparently.
Huh.
Huh. Do we have any to give? Wish we had more.
Ask producer Alex. Ask what we've got left. Because this does sound like a worthy cause, more than some stupid teacher who just wants to go.
Hell yeah.
Hey, Alex, do we have any tickets left for the breakfast? Yes, we do. We have one pair.
One pair.
Oh, your girlfriend just got very upset.
All right. Is she there?
She is not here, no.
That's a good
question. Is there any way we can get her on the phone? Because I want to make sure that this guy's telling this is a legit story before we give them to him. Let's make sure that she's going to agree to it.
It's a good idea to confirm.
Yeah, you can call her.
All right, we're going to put you on hold and take the number, okay?
All right.
Hold on.
All right, but we need to be able to get a hold of her right now to make sure you're legit.
Guys, pick up in the other room on line three and get us that guy's chick's number.
You know, you'll be able to tell her at the breakfast. She'll be the one who won't be sitting down all morning. She'll be the one standing through the entire breakfast.
All right, let's go to Steve in Los Angeles. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do, Steve?
Hey, baby boo.
Hi.
What's going on?
Just a little upset with Ralph bad-mouthing reality television. I think he needs to be careful about the saturation and maybe just the quality of the reality programming, because he was on one of the most incredible reality shows maybe ever.
The Falcon has spoken.
The Falconer. I need more of it.
Talk about Joe Schmo?
Joe Schmo.
Well, thank you very much. But I like to think of Joe Schmo as a comedy show more than I do a reality show.
But it's a parody of reality show.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly.
But it's almost impossible to parody now.
Yeah, we couldn't do it today because how can you get more ridiculous than what happens on Tila Tequila Show or one of those kinds of shows? It's beyond mocking anymore. It's just nuts.
I agree.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
He wants another one. That's what he wants. We have a clip, by the way.
Dude, so do I.
We have a clip from Joe Schmo, if you're not familiar with the show.
Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys I want you to double-cross for me. They did me some wrong in the past, so... Yeah, I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to go... I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? Yeah, you'll get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. Everything's going to go out smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man. I got to go. Later.
Ralph's show was not on that long. I got news.
No, that's the truth. It would be an amazing miniseries.
Let's talk to Rob's girlfriend. We have the lovely Christy on the line to find out if his offer was legit. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Does she not sound happy?
Frosty. Were you listening to your boy on the radio a few minutes ago?
Yes.
And was he telling the truth?
Yes, he was.
You agreed to wear white pants, so to speak.
For Jack Johnson's concert.
If he got you breakfast with Jack Johnson tickets.
I think you should wear white pants tomorrow to the breakfast.
Yes, because
we
need to identify.
Now, I told you she'd be the one who isn't sitting down.
Now, Christy, how long have you guys been dating?
Almost 5 years.
Okay, and in 5 years, you've never flipped over?
No.
Oh, wow.
And, really? And what has prevented you from doing it up till this point?
Being whining about it.
We can't. I don't think Rob knows he was on the air. No. I think he was trying to figure out why he wasn't on the air.
Rob, you there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, hey, you're on the air. Don't use the F word.
Okay.
So she says, yeah, she's in, dude.
Woo.
By the way,
we give you the tickets. You close the deal.
Excellent. You got it.
Before the breakfast tomorrow.
Before the breakfast.
Yes.
Because before breakfast. No, but
I'm saying afterwards, she's going to go, whatever.
Yeah, never mind. Not whatever. Gonna happen. You do it tonight at the hotel room.
You know what? You're right. You're absolutely right.
You got
to
collect on that bet.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I don't want her backpedaling.
All right.
So to speak.
So to speak. Okay.
All right. Is the back door going to be open for everyone or just for Rob?
Oh, Kevin.
Yeah. I'm just asking, how open is it?
Who gave him the tickets? Exactly.
It's not a diner.
I guess that depends on how smoothly things go.
How do you know it's not a diner?
All right. So listen, we're out of time, but Rob and Christy, you guys win. You get the hotel room tonight where the deed will be done. Then you get to join us for breakfast with Jack Johnson tomorrow morning. Then you get to see Jack Johnson tomorrow night because he's headlining night number one at Coachella. So you'll be there all day, all right?
All right. Now, you wear white pants tomorrow, Christy.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Rob, take pictures.
Okay.
All right. Okay, bye now. All right.
So don't say we don't do anything for our listeners, right?
We try. We do our best.
That was beautiful.
We're making the world a better place.
I like that we said F the teachers and stuff like that. Because we always do get, emails from teachers. We go, wow, those people are working so hard.
Yeah, I'm a special ed teacher, and I've got 800 in my classroom, and they're taking money away from me instead of giving me a salary. I've got one leg.
Yeah. So we're saying F them.
Yeah. Screw that.
Just this once.
That's what Idle Gives Back is for. That's for those people. We're about the anal sex.
We do that a lot, but not in this particular instance.
We got emails from people who got out of a coma because of Jack Johnson's music. That's how much it's meant to their lives. Nope, they don't get tickets. I'm sorry. I want to thank our special guest, John Cho.
Hey!
He, of course, is Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay, which opens up everywhere tomorrow. So please enjoy, won't you? And I think that's it for today. But tomorrow, obviously, Breakfast with Jack Johnson. So something to really look forward to.
That's starting at 8 o'clock. We have Breakfast with Jack Johnson. And you can listen to it at K-Rock. You can also watch it at K-Rock. AT&T Blue Room is putting it up so you can watch the entire breakfast. And all day long, Friday and all day Saturday and all day Sunday, you can watch Coachella.
So great.
Which is very cool. Also, speaking of Harold and Kumar, we have the red carpet interviews that Psycho Mike and Omar did.
Oh. Can any good come from this?
No, that's questionable at best. Beer Mug will be here to try and set another world record. He's just been shattering them so far.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to drink your milkshake!
That's right. It's speed drinking for milkshakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to go well. 17 ounces in, I think, 9 seconds. 9.8 seconds. So we're going to need
drink your milkshake.
We're going to need a stopwatch, and we're going to have to time it and see if he can do it. We got the movie beat tomorrow because it's Friday. We got Jeremy McGrath and of course, Breakfast with Jack Johnson.
Damn, it's a lot of show. So come on back tomorrow or just keep your radio right where it is for Cat Corbett in 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock next. We got Serge Tankian on the way, Nirvana, Jack Johnson, of course, and that new song from the band Carolina Liar that you like so much. All straight ahead right here on K-Rock.
I drink your milkshake.